Hey, what's poppin'? It's the DealsInTheD.com studios for Friday. Get you ready for the weekend. And interesting opening day festivities along with the baseball with Bob Carmack flying a few banners over Comerica today. Suggesting that, let's see, been forced to pay a bribe to Duggan, call 1-800-CARMACK. Anyone have sex with Mike Duggan for a raise, call 1-800-CARMACK. And then there was also the one about Dr. Hussan, would you marry me? Mike Duggan, oh, I forgot, I'm married.
Oh, jeez. Hey, did he really set up the Carmack line? Is it really a...
No, it's not real. That's a property management company in San Diego.
Oh, well, nice checking the number.
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
I don't know why he did that, but anyway, he's going to join us in a bit. And I don't understand what he's doing, because honestly, they can't cut him any slack now, because it looks like...
Yeah, but they also can't. What,
they're giving in?
In a way, it's kind of smart because they can't bone them either. Can't fuck them over.
I don't know. It's an old case. It's not like this is something brand new. When did this start? It started before Duggan, didn't it?
Oh, well before
Duggan. Way before Duggan.
Yeah. But it really brings it into the public eye when he does stuff like this.
Yeah.
It makes Carmack logic.
Well, I'm
Mel and I were talking about it for a long time one day, and it's like, okay, I can kind of see where he's coming from, whether he's right or wrong.
I just think he's made his point.
I'm
curious to see how this one ends. I'm very intrigued by it. Also, there's big news. Well, really, it's big news, period. Big news in the show,
too. I want to know how this story ends.
But first, Facebook Live is brought to you by Mesa. Cinco de Mayo is coming up. It lands on a Sunday, which means, oh, darn it, we're going to have three straight days of celebration. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow.
Yep, Mesa celebrating Friday the 3rd, Saturday the 4th, and Sunday, Cinco de Mayo. Get there early, stay late, spend your whole paycheck. But you've already doubled it at the at my bookie, so it's not a big deal.
Enjoy. Everyone wins.
Enjoy fresh, enjoy Mesa in the heart of downtown Royal Oak. On Main Street between 3rd and 4th, 35-foot TV for some big-time March Madness this weekend. The Spartans, 8:49 against Texas Tech. Are people picking them to win, by the way?
Oh, yeah. They're going to win it all.
But, I mean, as far as Texas Tech game, is there a spread? Have you seen one?
Well, let me go. It's crazy. I have my bookie open, so let me check.
Okay, take a look, and I'll mention my bookie. And what you want to do is... go to mybookie.ag and use promo code Drew to get your 50% bonus. Be sure to understand the rules here, because you're going to have to make some wagering to get your bonus. Hopefully you're doubling your paycheck, so it doesn't matter. But MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Again, use promo code Drew at mybookie.ag. They pay fast, so when you call it upset, you can pocket some cold hard cash fast. They've been around and they're growing. MyBookie.com.
-2.5.
-2.5. Okay. Mm. All right. And WLZ, they were out at opening day today playing their new generation of classic rock. Trudy at Kid Rock's joint at LCA. How did it go?
Oh, it went very well. Thank you. It was fun. It was quite the experience.
Were some people imbibing?
A few people might have been imbibing a smidge. Yeah, they were, you know, not Joe Namath drunk, but...
Okay.
I want to kiss you.
A couple of very long stories, quite well told.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, and then I Bidened some people.
Oh, good. A good Biden. Everyone loves
Biden.
Well,
you Bidened other people?
I Bidened a few people because you take pictures, you know, in front of the backdrop, which has wheels...
Oh, okay.
6.7 on it.
So you took the opportunity to smell their hair and...
Well, I have kind of a shoulder thing that it doesn't have the... So I'm trying to reach around this guy and I end up just on his ass.
Oh,
like, because, not on purpose.
That was Biden's excuse. Didn't you see his video?
My shoulder.
Yes.
Instead of learning a lesson, that's what he said.
So your shoulder caused you
It caused me to, like, when I was trying to put my arm around him, it just went low, and I grabbed his ass. He didn't seem too upset about it, though. See, that's the difference.
Did you have to grab it? I mean, it seems that would have been optional.
Well, my hand was just... Your hand is going to do what your hand's going to do. So
I guess so.
I think that's what Joe Biden...
No, I don't think a lot of people have full control, and it creates these awkward moments. He's got three more accusers now, up to seven. And
of huffing hair or what?
They're all touchy feely stuff.
Yeah,
his hand on somebody's leg.
Did you see that
video? Yeah,
that video.
Put out the video. It? Donald Trump put the video out of Biden talking and then Bidening Biden.
I shake hands. I hug people. I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, "You can do this." And
yeah, they edited in Joe Biden behind himself coming up and sniffing his hair.
The president of the United States shared this meme.
Wow. That is pretty funny, Biden smelling Biden's hair.
Well, then that means we and Trump shared it. How many shares did that get, by the way? It's a funny video.
With ours, I don't know. With Trump's, he got 26,000 retweets and 83,000 likes.
Wow.
That's not that many, really, for... How many people follow Trump? Gotta be 50 million or something,
59.
Right?
59.5.
this funny video. There's been a lot of funny Biden stuff. I don't know what to make of this because usually, you know, my theory is, hey, when multiple people speak up, it means something. But isn't it a little strange that he's so close to announcing he's running for president? He's 76. He's been acting kind of.
Like this.
Weird, creepy, awkward for, what, 40 years, 50 years?
Yeah.
And has there ever been a complaint before?
No.
No, it's weird, too, that these women are all quick to mention that, well, this wasn't a sexual harassment at all.
Right.
Well, what is the story here? He's creepy? We all know this.
Well, I'm not even sure he's creepy. He's awkward.
He's creepy.
He's socially inept. I don't know what the term is.
He's one of those people, I think, that learned... early on, that if you touch someone, like, you know, the handshake where you shake the hand and then you put the other hand on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he just went crazy with that whole concept.
The forehead to forehead.
Crazy.
The one girl with the forehead to forehead thing is so bizarre, especially when she's trying to tell him about her sexual assault.
What does he say to her?
Let me find it. Here's the picture.
You are so beautiful.
You're incredibly sexy. He's a big 90210 fan.
The women.
She was telling Biden about her friend who had died by suicide when he took her hands and pressed his forehead against hers. She said that while she appreciated Biden's support, the encounter made her feel uncomfortable. She didn't know how to respond at the time.
Well, maybe it made her forget about what she was obsessing about.
That's the genius behind it.
Yeah.
Maybe when he touches his forehead, too, it sucks the bad memories out.
The other girl
replaces them with creepy ones.
Another girl was a White House intern. She said they shook hands before Biden put his hand on the back of her head and pressed their foreheads together as they spoke.
Oh.
I was so shocked. It was hard to focus on what he was saying.
Huh.
I remember he was telling me I was a pretty girl.
It's
a little
this
weird.
Is a weird picture.
Yeah.
But it's not. I mean, someone
it looks like a headbutt. He's Wesley Willis.
He doesn't think he's doing anything privately because a person's taking a picture from right there.
Sure.
You know, I'm not trying to kiss Joe Biden's ass. I think he's a good candidate for the Democrats, but I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be a partisan and say, you know, you must vote for Joe Biden or I'm hoping he's president. I really want them to abolish the office so I don't have to put up with the upcoming election. I can't stand the idea of an election. And when Ann Arbor was asking for that debate, I was just thinking, oh, no, we're going through all of this again. Oh, I hate it.
Somebody says it's a Biden mind meld.
Yeah.
But he's right in his video. Social norms have changed. Things were different.
And it was the 80s.
No, but when did we Eskimo kiss people? I don't remember doing that.
No, never.
I never did this forehead thing either.
I think we're kind of uptight in a way, and he's...
Yeah, everybody is uptight right
now. Joe's pretty relaxed.
I think people are more than comfortable coming out and criticizing someone.
Yeah.
Isn't that what's changed, really?
I was outraged.
Yeah.
But they're not even are they really criticizing? I guess they are.
Yeah.
But they're saying it's not sexual. I don't understand. I don't get it.
And I don't know... What are his opponents? I mean, Elizabeth Warren is the only one who really had a strong statement. He needs to explain this.
No, that other broad did, too.
This. Which one?
Kristen Gillibrand. She said so, too.
The gay guy seemed to let him off the hook this morning.
Pete.
Gigabutt. What is his name again?
Gigabutt.
Yeah, he was on Good Morning America, and he gave a really good interview.
Yeah.
What city is he mayor of?
South Bend, Indiana.
That's an off... To president from mayor of South Bend?
Yeah. Well, hey, why not?
He's 30...
Rally sons of Notre Dame, sound her glory and sing her fame.
What's he, 39 years old?
Yeah, 30.
His age?
37, yeah.
I really don't care about his age or that he's gay. I just, running South Bend and running the United States.
It's crazy.
So you'd rather have a guy that's on the younger side, like in his mid to late 30s, than have a guy that's in his 70s?
I think I would. Actually,
a younger guy, I would.
I think a younger guy, I don't know. You know, I don't know that I'd rather have one. When you get up to like Trump and Biden, I can't fathom doing that job. I can't believe that at 76, I will be as sharp and as energetic as I was at, say, 39.
That's because you've used so much of your finite energy.
Well, that's true, too. Trump has been reserving a lot of it, which to his credit. The energy bar theory, the life energy bar.
That's right.
I think that's really funny. But there are those guys like Jim Fix. Remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was this guy that ran like a million miles a day. And, of course, he croaked of a heart attack at like, what, 55 or something?
Right, when he was running. Yeah. Didn't he die while running?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He overused his energy bar. And he just ran out. Meanwhile, Trump is just sitting there in a golf cart. That's his main exercise, is getting out of the golf cart, the golf ball, getting back.
Yeah.
And he's got a full energy bar left.
Not a bad golfer.
I don't understand why Joe Biden, I would just be going, oh, forget it. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know why he wouldn't.
He can't, though. He can't now. He's too far in.
He would be 81 after his first term, and usually those guys want to go two, right?
Right.
Yeah, 85-year-old president. I mean, he
needs Buttigieg as his understudy.
I guess maybe he missed it while he was, you know, during this term, because he's not in the public eye. He's not flying on private planes.
Sure.
I guess some people, you know, it's a job and they like it. I don't understand it.
Mm. Huh?
It's crazy to me.
I went back to terrestrial radio. So,
yeah. I don't know that you missed it. Maybe you did miss it.
Most of the people who were there today, by the way, are both listeners of the podcast and listeners of Wheels.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. This is different because you see terrestrial radio and it is having erosion, and a lot of it's because of things like iTunes and Google Play and, you know, these music sources, and then all these podcasts. There are a lot of people listening to 3-4 podcasts a week. It has to come from somewhere. So it's nice that we can feed off each other, hopefully.
Definitely, yeah.
And I was always surprised particularly the last year and a half, when I thought, you would think radio would be sopping up podcasts. They'd be grabbing some of the younger talent to use it for morning radio, maybe.
Right.
Because there's a lot of guys in their 20s and 30s who are doing podcasts that do pretty well. I can't say I would get them or love them, but...
They had money problems. They had big money problems, though.
You mean radio?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But still, you would think they could get some of these people and some of the real successful...
Yeah, but you know what's cheaper?
Giant podcasts like a Joe Rogan. I can't believe somebody hasn't tried to put him on radio.
You know what's cheaper, though, than hiring Joe Rogan is to not hire Joe Rogan.
I guess my theory is that you'd want to save radio, not just make it cheaper. Because the cheaper it gets, the less attractive it is. I mean, you can always be a jukebox, but how long can that... But we've been saying that about radio for a long time, and TV too. I think appointment TV viewing, I don't know how shows like Empire, by the way, Taraji B. Henson today said, Jesse Smollett's coming back. I don't know anything.
Cool. Too bad the show's not, but cool. Have fun with that.
Oh, it's just going to be the Smollett show?
Has anyone...
No, he's just going to show up on set and there's going to be no Empire.
They've lost three quarters of their audience. Has anyone speculated on whether that is coming back? Because I wondered if they were.
I have. It's not.
There's they got to be on the fence. I wonder if the, I just
what advertiser would want to be associated with it.
don't know. He was found not guilty.
No, he wasn't.
Cleared.
They just dropped the charges.
See, there wasn't even any charges. It's even better than that.
Okay.
Oh, Rashawn and I had a long argument today on text about Michael Jackson, who he feels there is not a shred of evidence. And
really?
And I keep trying to pound him. Neither one of us will give an inch.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we do it to each other, but it's really strange. And of course, you guys had
they lie.
The brother-in-law of Kwame Kilpatrick on Elric's show last night.
Yep, it's available now.
That noise. Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network and shit.
Yeah. That's true. And Terry Foster was on No Filter Sports this morning, which is now available, is it not?
It is available it now. I had a great chat with Terry Foster. It was really good. And Denny told the greatest story in the entire world about a pair of contact lenses.
Oh.
You have to hear the story.
Oh, boy.
And he left me his candy bar.
Ooh.
Yeah, Denny, I like these little treats he leaves behind.
Yeah.
I just got a text from Bob Carmack.
Oh.
Please note this afternoon's late-breaking Free Press story. I think we have breaking news. Not just breaking Red Shovel Network news, but breaking actual news.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Let's see what the Detroit Free Press has to say about this. Anybody see any Carmack news?
No.
No?
I mean, what other news is there other than the three signs?
This is something since, see, they did stories, the Detroit News in particular.
Oh, there it is. Duggan set her up to succeed. That raises questions. An email obtained by the Free Press shows that Mayor Duggan ordered special attention for a nonprofit run by Doctor, and they finally have named her publicly. I haven't seen her named publicly anywhere until now.
Okay.
The email is what they need.
Now they've got a story because earlier today they had the connection between Mike Duggan and Dr. Sonia Hassan. Hmm. And it was a video. It was brief.
Serious Sister Shelf Up. That's a good picture of her. She's pretty.
Let me see the picture.
It's just up there.
Yeah, that's a very good picture of her.
Oh, nice.
She looks pretty there. The connection is she started a foundation to help women carry babies to full term, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Duggan was very helpful in terms of getting funding for that, and also providing help and chairing fundraisers.
Wow.
For her. What's the email say exactly?
Dr. Hassan, I'd like to introduce you to Ryan Fredericks. He is our chief development officer, and the mayor has tasked him with launching a large-scale fundraising effort to make your date. He'll be in touch soon. Have a great weekend.
Hmm. Alexis Wiley, chief of staff.
Is there another email? Is that one that damning?
No, I don't, you know, is there anything wrong with helping women?
There's a picture of the banner.
Is there something wrong with having women get to full term?
No.
But it does.
How else?
Show that there's a connection that he is working on behalf of her. And there's
that's
a picture.
That's a great picture.
Louis got dragged into it.
Louis Anderson with Mike Duggan on one side and Sonia Hassan on the other side. She's really good looking. She takes a good picture.
Louis's so sweet.
She's out of his league, I'll say. I don't care.
If he was working on the line at Chrysler, I don't think she'd be with him.
No.
And that's a good job working on the line at Chrysler.
Yeah, he had money. Right?
Yeah. I don't think she'd be interested in him. Just saying.
Oh, my God. That's the longest story. Why couldn't they release the story earlier so we could read it?
I know. I watched that video twice, and it was silly. It was a video with printed words explaining the connection.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway,
Bob will explain it to us.
Why don't you try to take a stab at reading a little bit of it while I read this?
Okay.
And we'll talk to Bob Carmack coming up.
Bob.
Our original advertiser and studio sponsor, Zot Ford and DealsInTheD.com. I want to thank every single listener who supported the podcast, buying or leasing cars, truck, or SUVs. It's been a lot of people. I think it's over 200 people, honestly, which is quite a few.
Oh.
Not a sports podcast, not a shout-out, just a thank you and appreciation. Props from Zot Ford and DealsInTheD.com. And now they've got the newest Ford models and all their exciting options, colors, and tech, including the Zot Ford's fresh inventory with the 19 Ford Mustang GTs, Raptors, and Rangers already for immediate delivery to you. So swing by Zot Ford and Holly, pursue their inventory, peruse their inventory, take a ride in the massage chairs, play some foosball, grab an autograph from Maz, and then lease the car from Gary. Thanks, my friends, at dealsinthed.com.
Some people at Kid Rocks with me today said they saw where Maz sat because they went to Zot.
Oh, is that so?
Since Maz is on vacation. They saw where Maz sat.
Did they buy a car? Did they lease a car?
I forget what they were up there for. Yeah, they were up there for
something. Most people do go there.
Sure. Well, yeah, why else?
Oh, Maz. He's going to be he's going to be crying about that one now.
That's right. He has so much catching up.
Was it just, well, he ended up with 12.
Did he?
He does it every month. It's the middle of the month. Oh, I got two. It's completely flopped. Everything, no one's calling.
I went on vacation and I didn't sell a car.
He catastrophizes.
And then he moved 10 cars in the last 2 weeks, and he's usually second or first. So
he only works under pressure.
That's why he needs a vacation every month.
So. Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. The team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. And I always mention them when I mention Scott Kunath and Scott's work at CBWM, because they sometimes, these realtors, will refer people to Hall Financial because they want to get it done. Whether it's financing home or doing a refinance, Hall Financial are great people to work with. People always mention the specific staffers they work with because they spend a lot of time getting you through this process of either getting you approved or getting you a refi, which saves you a lot of money. The latest testimonial came from, let's see, what did this guy say? Bob says, our experience with Hall Financial is one of the best, most fulfilling experiences my wife and I have had as a couple. Phil Lipinski gave us Phil Lipinski. He remembers Phil. Gave us excellent advice, premium service. We just got through a bad experience. You got to straighten around. So, you know, you have an issue with something, you know, whether it's a bad debt or college loans or who knows what. So many people have these problems. But Phil was helpful, assisted, and gave us great service. It was monumental, making my fiance's dream of home ownership a reality. So that's one of those life-changing things you don't forget about. Go to Hall Financial, or rather go to drewandmike.hallfg.com, or go to the Drew and Mike podcast website and click the link to Hall Financial, fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you and hopefully do a refi or a finance or whatever. Whatever you need. Lower the take money out of your home. Shorten the length of your loan. Hall Financial can do it all. NMLS number 1467435. You won't be disappointed. And Trudy, Dr. Roche is...
Dr. Roche has three specials going on now in the month of April.
Ooh.
Yeah. They have the one, they just want ultimately to make you look hotter, by the way. I think I need to.
It's always their goal.
Get in there. Syringe of Restylane, get buy one, get one, half off, which is a $300 savings. When you schedule your surgery, you can receive a free syringe of Restylane, a $600 value, and a Diva package special. Buy three treatments for $38.50. It's regular $4,500, plus receive a free G-spot, which is a $1,200 value. It's from Janine. And, of course, there's always breast enhancements, breast lifts, body tight, which if you're going into sort of bikini season or short season, you're going to want to tighten all that up. That will do the trick on your legs, on your arms, on your face, boobs, the whole thing.
Probably always want to do that stuff anyway. Although, yeah, bathing suit season.
Well, who doesn't want to be hotter?
Of course. I know. I've been going 3 days a week, four days a week, trying to get hotter.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot easier just to go to Dr. Roche's office 3 or 4 days
a week. Well, yeah, but you have to maintain it.
I know.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
It is.
Being hot.
I honestly keep thinking about Corey Glover, you know, the guy that exercised himself to death, the Minnesota Vikings player.
Oh.
And there's been
Corey Glover. Corey Stringer.
Corey Stringer.
Corey Glover's from
Living Color.
Living Color, yeah.
Yeah.
I get those the two Coreys mixed up.
Yes, they all just look like, the same.
Just like Corey Glover's dead?
It's the Haman Feldman of my mind. Corey Stringer.
Stringer.
I there have been a couple days where I felt that I should call the Vikings and see if I was pushing it too far. Or even the Stringer family.
Yeah, don't call Maryland, though.
I hate to bother them. No. Okay.
Boy, this story is very in depth, and it's pretty intriguing. I don't, based on my 3 minutes of reading it, doesn't seem like there's anything illegal, but boy, is it highly unethical what the city did for this nonprofit. The city doesn't raise money for nonprofits. They just don't do that.
And no, I think it's rather interesting.
It's alleged that he, you know, it's run through Wayne State, this, what's it called? Save your date, meaning bringing the baby to full term.
Make your date.
And it looks like he approached Wayne State about bringing that on board and then directed city officials to help fundraise, which is highly unethical. They just don't do that. Not only that, they act like, well, this is a great thing. Why wouldn't we do it? But just like some of the demolition, there wasn't really any open bidding.
Well, the Kilpatrick Fund would seemingly be a nice thing, too.
Sure, but there's no open kind of bidding. Like, there's other organizations that would say, hey, we want a chance at receiving this money and this grant because we do the same thing. So it's highly, highly unethical. Really, this is really fascinating.
Well, also, if they raise a lot of money, does it mean that the doctor gets paid more? Do they give her a large salary because they've got the mayor doing all this fundraising, and they have a lot of funds.
Wow. Whoa.
You know.
You know, the other aspect of this is the Free Press is doing an in-depth story, an investigative report.
I know.
Front page style.
Phenomenal.
That's cool.
Yeah. And we kind of touched on it a little bit, but boy, did Daniel Ferguson really go after ML last night on the podcast about that. Why wasn't anybody investigating Duggan?
Yeah.
And the point was, we all want them to. We want a lot of investigations. These papers don't have resources, so it's really nice to see a story like this.
I don't know how that makes Kwame Kilpatrick less guilty, the fact that someone else hasn't been investigated enough.
Yeah, but
that was two separate things.
That I don't think was
like ML's response. Duh, Charlie.
And I met Daniel, and honestly, we had a nice time talking.
Nice guy.
Yeah, I thought he was a great guy. I thought he had
a very funny guy.
Got a big voice, and I was listening for a while, and he made me laugh a few times.
He's
and
funny.
I thought, this guy ought to be doing a podcast.
He's going to.
About Kwame?
I think he's just going to be doing his own podcast.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. He should, you know, I understand how he feels, and he's a family member, too, so it's hard when somebody, you know, that's in your family gets in trouble. Of course you want to believe them and support them. And he's not the only person that supported Kwame. So I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying I think it'd be good because I thought he was a funny guy. But this topic is just, you know, it's so exhausted.
Yeah, and we didn't spend that much time, you know, arguing about that because, you know, no one's going
to
win.
There's no one more, there's no one better to talk to someone like that about that topic, though, than ML because he knows the whole story.
There's a great moment in the podcast, spoiler alert, but they're talking about Ferguson Enterprises and where it is now, and ML goes, do you guys still have the chill pad? And the look on Daniel Ferguson's face was like, how do you know about the chill pad? And I was like, it was in the court case. I was there every day.
Knows it all.
I was there every day. God, he knows it inside and out.
Yeah, he does.
It's really fascinating, even now still hearing him talk about it.
I ask him sometimes just a basic question about something related to it, and ML always has more information than I asked for because it just spills out of him. And I'm like, but I just want to know this. Yeah, but you need to know this to know that. And he does.
So messy.
He's got encyclopedic knowledge, and he really... I don't know how he doesn't have a book out because he should, but I think the national people have felt that, oh, this is a regional story. And
well, it's getting, I won't say it, but it's getting more national attention now.
Yeah.
He told you the one thing, right? There's some national interest in Mommy's story.
Oh, good.
So what's the chill pad about?
It was just, Daniel
said. Like in Google where you can go sleep in a...
Yeah, you just hang out and play pool and
chill out.
And Daniel Ferguson said, you guys were all over Ferguson Enterprises. They felt like they were being hounded by the media, so the employees needed someplace to go. I thought one other last note on it, I thought it was really interesting too. I got the impression that Daniel Ferguson and maybe by proxy and extension the Kilpatricks knew a lot about the Drew and Mike show, certainly more than I thought they might have.
Really?
We used to hear from one member of the administration who complained vociferously, and I think there was once that he called, and he called quite a few times, once that he was right, that something was wrong that was discussed, and I just want to say it was my fault, but he also complained about a lot of other things that were very factual, and he didn't like the commentary.
Because Daniel brought up, you know, Courser and Gamrat. and how that didn't get hardly any attention. And I was like, oh, no, that got a lot of attention. That was the Detroit News' story. And I go, we talked about it a lot.
And you were on his show.
Oh, I know you guys did. I was like, what? Wow. I don't know. It's weird because I liked the guy. I liked having him on. He was an interesting guy. It's a really good podcast. I recommend
it. Yeah, I don't want to just give the other side of it. You know, he's more entitled, and that was the whole idea. And I think it was probably a lot more interesting than even ML thought it was going to be because they spent a lot of time. But we got Bob Carmack?
No. Negative?
Charlie. Charlie keeps calling.
Oh, Charles.
Charlie.
You want to talk to Charlie?
Charlie.
On the Hall Financial.
Charles. You called him Charles. Okay,
hotline.
I'm going to make a prediction on. Yes, thank you, Trudy. Mm-hmm. The Hall Financial Hotline. Uh-oh, is it officially open? Maybe that's why we can't hear Charlie.
No, he did. He just opened.
He did. Okay.
Yeah.
Charlie, I predict is calling that Deadline Detroit has done a story on today's activities and probably about the connection to Dr. Sonia Husan. That's going to be my guess. No?
What?
Is this going to clog up the line for Carmack?
That's the thing. Is Carmack's calling, so Charlie said he'll call back. He just wanted to make sure that you guys knew that the story was broke on No BS News.
Which one? The
Carmack story.
The one that the Free Press has today?
I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he wanted to shuffle
off. Yeah, he did spend a lot of time on this last week. Yeah, you might need to catch up on No BS News. You can't do it right now because Bob Carmack's coming right up. But
I love that he's still breaking news, though.
Yeah.
I know he is, and there's interest in that. There's a lot of interesting things
Somebody
coming together.
To.
And he was on the Hall Financial Hotline to protect his byline, man. That's a reporter.
Whoa. But he did say if we wanted to hit him up at any time, we can call Charlie.
Okay. And Bob Carmack spent $4,500, I guess, on these three banners. I didn't think it cost that much.
I thought he was broke.
He spent $20,000 on the other investigation. He had a private eye following Duggan for quite a while. Followed him to Dr. Sonia Husan's crib a few times. He was there for a couple hours. Left. It was at the end of the workday. It was without his security. I don't know.
It's weird.
I'm not really comfortable saying I know what it is, which is what Carmack is saying. He's saying, you know.
But is that normal?
No, I don't think it's normal at all.
No. Is it unethical?
Probably. If it's not part of his job, if he's doing it in his off hours, I don't really know what to say about that.
Maybe he's never off.
There's 24/7. There's some truth to that.
Kwame was 24/7. Remember? He had to have bodyguards 24/7 because he was always on.
Well, he liked having bodyguards. He wasn't much Kwame.
Well, he was
ludicrous.
Below
he needed
the radar.
Them for 24/7, but yeah.
I'm not sure what Dr. Sonia Husan has to do with Bob Carmack's building. Hmm. I guess that's my issue. And what I'd like to know is what does Mike Duggan have to do with Bob Carmack's building? Because Mike Duggan is the mayor. I don't think the mayor should be involved in whether to demolish a building or whether someone owns or doesn't own a building. That should be someone beneath the mayor who's deciding those things.
However, Carmack has brought him into that, into that litigation because of his allegations.
Well, I would like to.
He's in charge of the city.
I'd like to understand why these two people are so connected here. Why is Bob Carmack attacking the mayor as opposed to, you know, someone who determined this? Because this story goes way back, and there's a dispute over whether the city gave him a building.
The deed, yeah.
He paid taxes on a building.
In typical Detroit fashion, no one knows who has the deed to that land and that building. That he sold, that Carmack sold.
I don't understand. Personally, I don't understand. How can you not know who owns a building?
That's the record keeping in the city of Detroit.
Which was a problem.
Because he's like, I have a deed. And then they're like, let me see that. And they took it from him. Like, this isn't a deed. And now there's no deed.
Bob was paying taxes. Was he paying taxes or was he not paying taxes?
He paid the taxes in complete right before he sold it. In other words, he wasn't paying taxes until he could sell it, which... Okay, that's fine.
He's not the first person that did that, by the way. But, I just don't think that when he did that, I'd like to understand. Did Mike Duggan just come in and say, no, that's our building? I mean, there has to be something connecting these people for this to matter. He wanted Mike Duggan deposed. Well, they didn't depose Mike Duggan.
So there's no reason.
I'm not sure I understand. Is this just Bob Carmack symbolically going after the city? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, that's a good way to put it. I think there is a lot of symbolism to it.
So in that case, I'm not sure what this does other than, you know, what he did say was it suggested that, what's up, Brandon?
I'm just wondering, is he calling in?
He's calling in. Well, I think it was 425, actually.
And his banner's down. Oh. He has to roll them up. take him to the warehouse.
Hey, you never
know.
That
building was knocked down.
I want to use him again.
I wouldn't have shuffled Charlie off.
Do they charge you by the letter?
The letter. That's why it's any.
Really?
Any number one. He saved two letters there. It's like
that's
texting.
It's a long banner, though. You
like
know,
texting.
It's a
long read. The any one with the number one, ANY1. I did not understand that when I saw that. It took me a while.
It's a lot to read while you're sitting there in the stands with a beer and a hot dog and.
Yeah.
Any one. Have sex with Mike Duggan for a raise. Call 1-800.
I've heard that motto before.
Huh? Carmack. You know, also today, this...
I just wonder if there's other nonprofits out there who have approached the city, and the city goes, we don't do that for nonprofits, because then it's a problem. Then it's a bigger problem.
Well, that's certainly intriguing, and I'm sure it sounds like there's going to be a lot said about it, but I don't know what it has to do with Bob Carmack. That's what I want
to
know.
I'd like to see the filing, too, for this charity.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
They got $358,000 in city grants. I'd like to see where that money went.
Well, and also there were...
How much did she get for overseeing?
There was a lot of fundraising. What was she paid? The city settled with the Ayanna Stanley Jones family today for $8.25 million.
Yeah.
She was sleeping on a couch during a raid by Detroit police because a man who was alleged to and later convicted of murdering a 17-year-old who looked at him funny. Wasn't it because he looked at him funny?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he hid in the attic.
Shot him, and he was given the gun by the father of this 7-year-old who was on a couch, and after they threw flash grenade in, they broke in the front door, and somehow this 7-year-old was shot on the couch, and the murderer was upstairs. Her father was the guy that provided the gun for the murderer. He was convicted of second degree. The murderer was convicted. He's in prison for life. And by the way, I was reading back on the story today, and I was watching, I think it was Channel 7's story, and the guy whose name is Chauncey Owens, the only thing he would say to this mother, who gave one of the saddest statements about how she's praying for the killer every day. I think she did say she prayed he'd rot in hell, though. But she was so crushed by this. You know, her 17-year-old son, who sounded like a really good kid, and it was really so hard to watch her. And then he gets up there and says, my mother didn't raise no coward.
You are hiding.
My mother didn't raise no coward.
But she did. What? Well, then why are you a coward?
Because she raised a killer.
What in the world does that mean? Thanks so much for having a little sympathy for the mother of this dead 17-year-old, you bastard.
I mean, he doesn't put up with a funny look.
And by result, his niece, too, is now dead.
Yeah, and the daughter of the guy that provided the gun.
Yep.
So, yeah, this was a really crushing thing. And
there is one weird thing about it. So Figer is the family's attorney.
Yeah, Figer represented the family of the 7-year-old.
Not giving it.
He threw it out there that, you know, the shot, because this is the story tied in with the A&E show, the first 48. So, you know, they were overzealous because the TV crew, that was kind of the... Yeah. Argument.
So long ago, too, or it seems like it.
It was six years ago.
The police officer whose bullet hit the 7-year-old, he got two hung juries.
Yeah,
they're not going to retry him.
But my question is, because Figer threw it out there that there's this video, and the shot was fired from outside of the house.
Well, there was no video.
No. So where? I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. But where's the shot fired from? Because that
really shows
the contradiction in the stories.
He said that the grandmother grabbed
the gun. But she said she didn't. She said she dove for her.
Her prints were not found on the gun.
Yeah.
So it was a very complicated story. And the police, of course, have taken a lot of heat for it. And
it's a large settlement.
Not quite as much so the aunt who had the killer staying in her house.
Yeah.
So, you know. They got $8 million. I'm sure they would rather have the 7-year-old. Well, it wasn't her 7-year-old, but it's just
awful.
Story sucks. Yeah. And why this guy shot this 17-year-old, it's unbelievable. Anyway, it looks like Bob Carmack. Brandon's doing the pre-interview. Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
Good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How did your banners? They seem to get a lot of attention.
Well, my banners got a lot of attention and got a good story out in the free press today.
Yeah, about Dr. Sonia Husan.
Yes. Yes.
Now, let me ask you something, because, you know, that is an interesting story, and it does suggest that Mike Duggan has really gone above and beyond the call of duty for this particular foundation, raising funds for them, and the city has done a lot more than they would do for most, and he has hosted fundraisers himself. But what does this have to do with you?
What's this have to do with me?
Yeah.
It really didn't have anything to do with me till he tore down one of my buildings. And I went to city council, and he tried to block me from going to city council. And
how?
The only thing that in 2014, I was trying to do a project, and I've been trying to do it for like 14 years. And that's when I had Derek Miller that worked for Kirkpatrick Group try to extort me.
Yep. He wanted, what, 50 grand?
50 grand, exactly. So I wouldn't pay him, and then I couldn't get Bing to do anything. So hopefully Duggan came in, and I knew Butch Howell for good. I showed him all my documents, and he just wouldn't do anything for me. He said I had to put another proposal in. Well, I already spent a bunch of money already, you know. And I had offered a purchase. I had where they reserved the parcels and all that. And I didn't feel that I had to do that no more.
Now, why? I know you are. There's a court case, and you've been charged with four counts, and it's pretty serious. And you know, has to do with selling a property that you say is yours, and they say is theirs. Why? I'm not sure directly going after Mike Duggan. It seems to me if the city was to say, oh, you know what, Bob, this is really overwhelming. Just keep the building and forget this whole thing. Well, then it would look like, oh, God, there's some problem with this Sonia Husan thing. So they gave Carmack a break.
Well, you know, my thing with the building is that, you know, we're in court on that, along with the four felony charges. I'm filing a motion next week to have the case dismissed. On the evidence that they have. They don't have any evidence at all that I stole this piece of property.
Why isn't there a deed? Why doesn't someone have this deed?
Well, here, let me explain this. Their own employee said he sent me out the original deed to the property, signed off by city council, signed off by the mayor's office, signed off by the financial director, and signed off by the city planner. It was notarized. Who does that?
Well, what's the problem?
There is no problem. There's no crime.
Well, why do they say that's not the deed then, that you didn't have the right to sell it?
Well, they say I didn't have the right to sell it because they said they didn't get consideration. Well, that's not true either. How come, you know, I got the deed back in 07 when Kirkpatrick was there. Cockrell didn't bring no charges on me. Bing didn't bring no charges on me. And they didn't bring no charges on me till just lately.
Well, when did you sell it, though?
Oh, I sold it back in 2016.
Can I ask you this, though? Why would Mike Duggan be trying to harm you? I guess that's my question. That's what I don't understand.
Well, I caught him cheating on his wife. That's
That's new. That's new, Bob.
Right, right. Well, I tell you what. Back in 2014, one of his guys came to me, and he wanted me. He'd pay him $20,000-$30,000 a month. I didn't want to do that.
You mean
who consultant, lobbyist.
Okay.
You know, and I didn't want to pay him. And so I said, shit, I've been through this for 12 years. I'm going to do it right. I ain't going to pay nobody, and I'm going to do it my way. You know, I got kids. I ain't going to get involved in no interaction with something I feel that is illegal. So I just fought. I went to city council and fought that way.
Are you saying, though, that because you wouldn't pay this guy, that Mike Duggan said, oh, well, screw Bob Carmack then? Is that what you think happened?
100%.
Well, it's very interesting. I guess you know, because I'm every time you've done something, you know, the video on the side of the truck, and now today at the ballpark, these these banners. You know, I'm always intrigued, and I'm watching, and it raises the it elevates the story. And now here's this story about Dr. Sonia Husan in the paper today. So I mean, you've had a huge effect, and you seem to be a guy who could probably be a public relations guy. I mean, it seems almost like a Bill Veeck kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, this for the city to back off, it almost seems like, oh, well, he's exposing the mayor for doing something or suggesting something, so therefore we have to go full bore against him, or it looks like it's a deal.
Duggan's just – Duggan's a hardcore guy. When you attack him, he comes back and attacks you harder. I know maybe –
Well, you just attacked him.
Yeah, I have. But I know 10 or 15 businesses – in Detroit that he has come and took their business license right off the wall. And then when they file a lawsuit, each goes after the criminally. You can't do that. You can't use the judicial system for your own gain.
So you're really implying that he's, that's pretty, you can't get much deeper into corruption than what you're talking about.
No, you can't. Listen, I didn't make up me finding him getting in car wrecks. I didn't make up him not living at the mansion. I have employees telling me this stuff, okay? I got inside information, and that's how I'm getting it. He knows it, too.
Why do you think he wouldn't, you know, when this first came up, which was when you had the billboard, why do you think he responded the way he did? Because it seems to me you're looking for something. Are you looking for someone else to look upon this and go, oh, well, gee, he seems like a terrible guy. Therefore, Carmack may be right. I'm not sure what your strategy is here.
My strategy is to keep it in the limelight, to keep it what he's doing, because sooner or later, the FBI is going to take notice, and they're going to start investigating. After this story that the Free Press wrote, I guarantee they've probably already been involved in trying to find the money, but now they're going to push real hard to find that money.
The Free Press story today is very interesting. I'm not sure how it reflects back on what's going on with you. I every time I read the story about what's going on with you, Bob, I scratch my head. I go, what the hell's going on? Who doesn't know if somebody owes a building? How can there not be?
Yeah, where's the deed?
I mean, I've just never, I'm not used to real estate being an issue of who owns it. Although, yeah, that does happen when people start selling mortgages and, you know, bundling mortgages. There's a lot of craziness. But, you know, I know you and Charlie LaDuff have been talking about this for a long time, and Charlie's been talking to a lot of people about certain things that may or may not be going on. So, I mean, I'm intrigued because, you know, the feeling about the city is that, you know what, it's doing so much better. Things are going great. And then, you know, you hear about this case, some of the things that you've raised, and they do certainly at least elicit questions about Mike Duggan and what kind of guy he is and how he spends his time. Again, as far as Bob Carmack and your building and these four counts, I don't know. I'm just really intrigued to see how this thing ends up, Bob. And I don't even know. I'm not even sure who to root for.
I could understand that. My thing is that they said in the transcripts, which I have, that they sent deeds to people in 07 only. They have people look at them, right? That's like me having you sign the deed to your house. And guess what? I send you the deed. You sign it, has your address name on it, and has it in my company's name. Well, you send it to me. You would never do that, correct?
No.
Well, guess what? That's what they're saying that they used to do, and that's incorrect. I talked to 12 city employees. They never did that in 07.
Do you have a copy of it, though?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Do they have a copy of it?
Yeah, of course they do. They said on the stand they sent the original deed out.
Yeah. Why'd they do that, Bob? If you're saying that they don't do it, no one does it, why'd they do it?
Well, they did it because, guess what? I spent a bunch of money on that Riverfront deal on Riviera Copper Brass, and they saw that I was going to lose all that money I put out there because back in 07, 08, they were hurting for money and making payroll. They were trying to sell the Revere Copper Brass site to the water department for $5 million to put it in their general fund. Well, I wouldn't pay the Kilpatrick administration. So they felt sorry for me, gave me my money back with this piece of property. The property in 07, 08 wasn't worth $50,000. It's got a $1 million cleanup on it. But in 2016, the new Gordie Howe Bridge is going there. Mm-hmm. Now it's worth a couple dollars.
So you're saying they just want to take it back?
Well, they just want to make me look like a bad guy to shut me up from, you know, from what I did to him. That's what they want to do, is make me look like the bad guy.
But what you did to him, that was way after this whole dispute, Bob.
Oh, it was. There was no reason why he should have done that. But I tell you what, the Gabe Leland situation was happening right during all this also, though.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, I looked at the dates and so forth, and they match up with what he was doing on this piece of property.
The Gabe Leland. Yeah, this thing is such, wow.
Take back.
So hey, much going on.
Bob, how much does it cost to rent a plane to fly over Comerica?
Yeah, I want to know that.
$1,500.
Do you have to have it cleared by the FAA?
No. You hire him and send him on his way.
Do you pay by letter?
What's that?
Do you pay by letter?
No.
Really?
No.
Did anybody say
$4,500 for that today? Right, three separate planes.
$4,500. It was worth every bit.
did anybody say we have to get that message approved, Bob? Or do they just put whatever you want on there?
They have put whatever you want on there.
Oh, okay.
Well, what if you put an expletive? Will they put an expletive up there?
I don't know all that. They pretty much had done this before. I think they'd done some Tiger Woods stuff and some other stuff.
Oh,
so they know
company.
Exactly
We've
what they can
them.
And can't do.
Yeah.
As far as the one message where you said, Dr. Hussan, will you marry me, Mike Duggan? Oh, I forgot I'm married. Was that your idea? That was pretty clever.
That was my idea, of course. Yes. You like that one, eh?
Well, it was very clever. Yeah, I thought it was good. I mean, and then you said, anyone have sex with Mike Duggan for a raise, call 1-800-CARMAC. Now, are you suggesting that there are people who've had raises for...
Well, I suggest that he has worked at Wayne County, and I know information that he's dated women there. He worked at DMC, and you know, I know he's had women there, so... that's his MO. So I feel that, there's probably a few women out there that he's probably had to take care of to keep their mouths shut.
But Bob, 1-800-CARMAC is a property a property management company in San Diego. So how are these people going to call you?
Well, you know, I did check that number out before I made this thing, you know. Hey, let me tell you this. I didn't put the K at the end. I put just CARMAC. I was just doing it for, you know, advertising. But these guys put my K on there, and, you know, I feel sorry for that guy.
Yeah, I think he's had a lot of calls. And then also been forced to pay a bribe to Mike Duggan, call 1-800-CARMAC. Are you saying that he's taking bribes? Or are you asking?
I say that he is running politics at the city of Detroit, and he is well organized, and he knows what he can do and what he can't do and how he does it.
So
this guy's a professional.
He's a professional. Absolutely. He's a professional politician.
You said
no
that
doubt.
When you hit at him, he would hit back harder. So what do you think he's going to do about all this?
I think he's scared to death right now after that Free Press article.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he didn't have a good day today. It's funny. I thought the banners, that's not a very good opening day for Mike Duggan. But then you're right. The article this afternoon, which Charlie, by the way, called in to say that he wanted our audience to know that No BS News has been all over this. That's nothing new to listeners of No BS News. But that made the day a lot worse. I don't know if there's a connection between your banners and that story. It is interesting, though, your banners go up around 12:30 or 12 o'clock or 11:30 or whenever that was, and then the story comes out a few hours later. How is that? How'd that happen?
Hey, that's God working. God. hey, let me tell you something. I couldn't sell that piece of property for $10,000 in 2007, but in 2016, I could sell it for $1 million. What's that tell you?
Hmm. It says something good's going on somewhere.
Well, it's something good. It's something good. You know, you got to stay in the fight. You don't pay to play, and you do what's right. That's all.
But there's still a $1 million cleanup on it, isn't there?
There is.
Who pays that tab?
The new owners.
Well, yeah. Once you sell the property, whoever signs for it, they're responsible for it. So in reality, right now, it really ain't worth nothing. And not only that, there's $20,000 in taxes a year. And then there's water rain off, which is probably another $10,000. So that's $30,000 a month, or I'm sorry, $30,000 a year in bills. Well, this guy ain't done nothing with the property. It's in foreclosure right now.
How expensive is it to fight these felony counts, Bob?
How what?
How expensive is it to fight these felony counts? I mean, it's a big charge.
$80,000 so far.
Well, and then $4,500 for the banner.
And $20,000 for the private investigator and the videos on the screens. So,
hey, Bob, when did you sell it? What was the date that you sold the land?
That was in 2016.
And when did Duggan's law department come after you to recoup it?
That was in 2017.
Okay.
In like May.
No, because no
May
one,
2000.
Nobody seemed to really care about it until then. So why do you think all of a sudden they wanted to recoup the land? Because of the bridge?
I don't really know, because they have enough land over there that they given to the state for lay down. You know, they don't need that piece of property. I think that the reason is because of me catching him doing what he was doing. The thing
but
about
nobody
it is
knew,
that
nobody knew about it at that time. So you think because you caught him doing that, even though the public didn't know, that's why he went to recoup the land?
No, it already happened. That already happened way before, right?
Right, but I can't tell you why. You know, 2017, why
that's
didn't he bring that. Charges on me in 2017?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why do you think?
Not because you were following him around to Wixom to this woman's home. That's not the reason, because that happened after that.
That's what I mean. So why do you think, Bob, or what did they say, just that you don't own this land?
The only thing that I could think that I did before all this, I went to city council. Mm. And I told them that I had offered a purchase and that I, you know, had all my documents. They blacked me out at that city council meeting in 2000, I think it was 15. And I would just kept fighting to try to, I filed a lawsuit against them. They took me to bankruptcy court and had my offer to purchase canceled through the bankruptcy. Maybe just because I was fighting with them and taking them to court. I don't know.
Well, I feel like we need a telestrator, and that's why I would really like
flow chart.
It sounds like there's going to be
a
larger piece on Dr. Husan and this fundraiser, this mark your date or make your date.
Yeah, they're separate though.
No, I know they're separate. That's why that's what I was trying to get at was
unless Bob Carmack has his way.
Well, if Bob makes enough of a circus out of this, they may just go. Oh,
what do you mean if?
Well, yeah, true. I mean. But if it continues, well, it looks like the tent just got a lot bigger with this story this afternoon. I mean, that's
tell
a
you,
huge story.
If there's something wrong and that's what it takes to hold them accountable, then good for you, Bob.
Amen.
Well, you got to keep it out there. You got to keep it going. You know, I've been listening to a lot of smart guys like you guys. And, I'm just a regular guy. I'm just a collision guy.
Bob, I want to mention this about you being just a regular guy, because you are just a regular guy. You're a businessman. You're a developer. You've done a lot of things, but you got a makeover recently, didn't you?
Whoa.
Really?
What?
Didn't you get a makeover? Your hairstyle is completely different. You've been kind of dressing up. No, I think you just...
Hey, man, they're making fun of me. I had to go get a haircut, man. Charlie Duff was running his mouth at my press conference. Come and get a haircut.
Don't succumb to his pressure.
Yeah, really.
No,
I fell into his pressure, yeah.
He gets in everyone's head.
It looked like you really went to a stylist, because you look good. I thought it was an improvement.
Well, you know, I ain't used to being on TV or radio or anything. Like I said, I'm just a regular guy. And heck, you know, what I'm doing, a lot of people appreciate it. You know, I go to 36th District Court, they slap me high five for something, walking through like I'm a hero.
Hey.
You're on TV a lot now. I know, everyone knows what Bob Carmack looks like.
I don't know if that's good.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see how this thing comes out. But
Bob, are you going to fly the banner over the Hash Bash this weekend?
Ooh.
A couple new ones, maybe?
Change give me up. Some new ideas. Heck, I'm ready.
Yeah, what's next brainstorm. For what's the next publicity thing for Bob Carmack? What's the next big city event?
Well, Thursday I go to court. I'm filing a motion to have these
no, we want theatrics.
Dropped.
We want the circus.
Oh, you want the circus?
Yeah, what's the next circus event for Bob Carmack?
Well, we got to figure this all out after today. You know, I couldn't even have a drink today after doing all that. I had to get out of town.
Oh, Bob, I thought you went to the game. You didn't go to the game?
No, I didn't go to the game.
Oh, okay. Tigers won 5-4, by the way.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad that happened, you know?
Something good happened. A lot of people were amused by the banners. I mean, there was a lot of chuckles about that and a lot of chit-chat. So it was definitely an interesting day at Comerica today. Bob, I'm sure Charlie's going to probably talk to you real soon, so I'm excited to hear more. And thank you for your time, and it was great of you to talk to us.
Hey, I appreciate talking to you. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks,
we'll
Bob.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You guys have a nice day.
Thank right, you.
Take bye care.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
There's the network at work. No BS News and Charlie LaDuff hooking us up today with Bob Carmack. And
I'm more confused.
I know. I'm always more confused. Now, Charlie has tried to set it straight for me. It's just... there's something in the middle that's just a little...
ML has too, and it's really... It's I get more confused the more I know.
Well, it's hard to understand how could a guy sell a property for $1 million that he doesn't own?
True. And why didn't
know what he just squatted in there? Yeah. He paid the property taxes. Why wouldn't they go, this isn't your property, here's your property taxes back?
I just still attribute it to poor bookkeeping on the city's behalf.
Was a mistake? Oversight?
Would it surprise you?
I think no. But I think originally Bob and the city were working on a development.
Yes,
and it fell through. And
he claims because of the $50,000 that Derek Miller wanted.
Nobody understands.
You're talking about way back.
Yeah,
when. Yeah.
And to sort of make it good, they worked out this other property.
Yes.
So, you know.
But did they really give it? Kind of where it ends up.
I know, but is it? If that did indeed happen, is it fair for this administration to say, no, we're overruling what those people decided? Or is there,
but if it was never completed?
He says he's got something on paper from 2007. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, well, Kwame was mayor in 2007.
Yeah.
What year did Kwame go out? 2000.
2012?
10 or
11? I was going to say. Let's go with 11 because I was thinking early 12.
2008.
2008. Yeah, he was convicted in 2000. Well, the first one. Remember the 18 months first?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
that was too.
Hell yeah.
I know. It's such a long story. It's insane. That's why, you know, when Daniel Ferguson was here, I was sort of going back and reading. I was like, oh, my God, I forgot. You know, I can only pay $6 a month.
Yeah.
You know, all that
business. That was the dumbest thing he'd ever said in his life.
That was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
That was a huge mistake. And also, you know, there's still so many questions about that. Like, why did he get a job in Texas with this healthcare company paying him, you know, $150,000 a year or whatever, and he's living in that mansion, remember, with the two Escalades? And that was when he said, that was when he had restitution. He said, I can only pay $6 a month. And they were living high on the hog.
Yeah.
And remember, he took a private jet when he got out of jail down there. And the choppers were following the trail of Escalades. And it was like, who is this guy? A private jet? He owes the city $1 million. But he's spending, I think his mother paid for it. I think that's what they said. But
he did have vacuum cleaner bags full of money, though. Where is that hidden?
There was a lot going on.
Good question.
And then,
I want to tell you, Detroit,
the government
that you done set me up for a comeback.
I guess that comeback's still coming. That's another one. You know, I'm interested to see the end about the Bob Carmack story. I'm really interested to see, I don't want to fast forward there, but I want to see what happens with Kwame. Is he going to really serve that long? Is that going to get reduced somehow?
I think so.
I kind of feel like
damn
it will.
That.
Especially if he's been as good of a prisoner as everyone says he is.
Could he possibly resurrect himself? Is it possible? I don't think so.
You mean in public office?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't think so either.
No way.
I think he has a contingent of people who love him. I think he's like,
it's not enough.
I guess like Michael Jackson fans.
It's not enough.
You're right, Trudy. I think he could start a church. I could see him starting a church.
Yeah, he looked like he was going that way.
I could see him almost doing the Jim Baker thing, you know, hey, buy your survival kits or, you know, selling something and, you know, huge money coming to the church and him living big
and that
all
way,
over again.
He's untouchable because he can do all of that.
You're right.
There are no
I don't know, though. That's
it,
a lot of years he misses out on quid pro quos and scratching people's backs.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, that just might pass him by.
People do forget and... you know, there was a time when he had huge support, but...
Carolyn could be there. Bernard could be there. His helpers in the church. I can see it all.
Bernard.
The big-headed boys, his acolytes, and...
Christine.
Christine.
The big
no, Carlita. She's gone.
What is the big-headed boys are in college.
Yeah.
You know, they sound like they're growing up and they're...
Not their
doing
fault.
Some things right. No. Hell no. It's not their fault. Carlita, you know, all of that. I think it'd be fascinating to get a real... I mean, a real update, not the bullshit update, but a real update on what's going on with these people.
She does not want any attention right now.
No, I don't blame her. She divorced him, too.
No, I know.
They actually divorced. For some reason, I never thought that would happen.
You just think eventually people would want to say their piece.
Yeah. I would think she would have a lot to say.
Yeah.
Can he get conjugal?
No, I don't.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. You know, I found out about people getting conjugals that I never dreamed could get. I didn't think anyone got conjugals.
You made me feel so damn good that night.
I bet he has, you know, women who admire him and want to throw themselves out.
Quite sure he could pull some women. Probably some guards, to be
Hell
honest.
Hell yeah.
He could pull women anywhere. He definitely has some kind of
touch. I need you so bad.
It's romantic texting.
I need my dick sucked.
Can I just come and lay down in your room until you get back?
Yeah.
You're very romantic.
I've been dreaming all day about having you all to myself.
Why did you read the one about, can I lie in your room until you come back? How did they pick that
one?
I
don't know.
Can I just come and lay down in your room until you get back?
I think he read them all, and then a producer listened to him and picked the ones he liked.
And it does sound
it
like,
was just
like,
one of those little moments when you just made me fall some more.
Oh God! What a perfect read of that.
Poetic, tweet. Yeah.
Play that again.
That's the first time that I couldn't fully seduce you.
I mean, the emphasis is just spot
it was just
on.
One of those little moments when you just made me fall some more.
Yeah.
Future job, if he's ever going to have one, is to do like you know,
Books
like
on tape,
a poetic thing, like in a club, you know, where they do
a reading,
a poetry slam,
and he could do poetry slam of texts like that, like Kwame's
relaxing,
and others,
laughing,
other people's,
talking, sleeping. And making love.
His rendering is so great.
This Wednesday at Mesa, Huell reads sexts.
Huell should have a podcast.
Yeah, he should.
And he knows a lot of people too. He could have on for guests. Let's see what's going on at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Well, Jeff, Thad, and Stephanie still want to sell a lot of trucks, and they've still got some great deals. As, let's see, a 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 at just $189 a month. Then there's the 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month. Or a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $239 a month. And then they've got employee pricing for everyone on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers. Lease one starting at $279 a month. And the Wranglers, of course, can handle any of these crap roads of ours out there. Which I saw the Heather Catalo story with Gretchen Whitmer.
Really?
And Heather hit her hard, too, and I thought it was really funny. They ran a survey underneath. Do you think Governor Whitmer misled the public during the campaign?
And
it was like 93-7. Yes!
Oh, people are really pissed about that.
Every time they run the Bill Schuette thing where he says, you know, you're going to put a 20-cent gas tax on, she says, oh, I'm not.
Because the truth is, she's going to put a 45-cent gas.
That's almost her answer. Her answer is, I said I'd fix the damn roads. I didn't say how I was going to do it. Right. And if anybody else has a better idea. But I thought both Hank Winchester and Heather Catalo.
Which one was tougher?
Good question. I think... I can't even say. Huh. I think they...
Does he win?
It was one of those interviews where you either had... the cojones to ask that question, or you didn't, and they both did. I think she has a lot of answering to do. I mean, we're talking about $2.5 billion a year.
Right.
Not just once. $2.5 billion a year to actually speed up the fixing the roads in Michigan. They're that bad, and they're that far behind, and the funding has been falling further and further behind. So I don't know. I don't get, I mean, all the taxes we pay and the roads, what are they going to do, a millage to fix the roads? Are we going to have separate taxes to fix the roads? Well, if you're talking about a gas tax, yes, the answer is.
Nobody understands it.
Toll booth.
Our friends at, well, that came up.
Still want the toll booth.
Our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram can't fix the roads, but they do have great deals, and we are in the deals in the D.com studios.
By the way, Luke was at the...
Luke was at the Elsa.
Kid Rock. Detroit, yeah.
Was he? Cool.
Yeah, with his brother. I hadn't seen his brother in many years.
I didn't even know he had a brother.
His brother's a big Rush fan.
Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, those guys are funny. They're really, they're funny. They're a funny pair of brothers. They both to have fun. They both like to go to Wings games, Tigers games.
Yeah.
I think they're not afraid of an occasional sports bet. They both love money. And Luke loves politics. He loves studying the economy and all these things that he works with. And I should mention, you can call Luke at 248-663-4748 if you need help with your financial future and maybe planning ahead, planning your retirement, or maybe you left with a 401k and it's not performing well, or you're concerned that you haven't looked at the opportunities or the options there in a long time. Call Luke, 248-663-4748, and let him help you out in planning your future, or maybe your college education for your child. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Corporate, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Corporate, is separately owned. Other entities, handle marketing, names, product, services, reference here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates. And finally, I saw Scott Kunitz today. He's staying on for April.
Yes.
And he got a customer from the show, another one, a listing, and...
Scott!
I was just going to sell also. So things are picking up. It's springtime.
Medium moving. Medium home prices have hit their all-time high. It's over $300,000 now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
People are skipping the starter homes, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Yeah, the millennials are buying homes. They're just not buying starter homes.
Well, yeah, but they also don't want the big baby boomers homes that they're trying to downsize from. But there's not much inventory. Oh, it's really fascinating.
There's a lot of supply demand issues. Scott also mentioned that. First, I'll tell you that if you can call Scott, he'd be happy to call you back and talk about whether it's finding out what your home is worth or helping you in finding a new one. Or if you want to refer someone to Scott, he's more than happy to talk or to text. They do a lot of that. He'll keep you informed every step of the buying or selling process or appraising. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee. He is the rising star of Coldwell Banker, Weir Manual, Realtor, Scott Kunith, see what your home is worth or for help in finding a new one. 248-797-7746, 248-797-7746, or email at skunith@cbwm. And he's had some other calls from people who didn't have a house to list, but they said, you know, I got a question about an egress. Can you? And he is... He's not afraid to answer those calls, and he's happy to spend time talking to people and trying to figure out the answers, because who knows, maybe down the road you'll want to work with Scott. He's that kind of guy anyway.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Hey, breaking news about Ozzy.
What?
Ozzy Osbourne is not going to reschedule all of those. In fact, they're not going to even think about it until 2020 now. Oof. So the shows...
What does that mean?
That the Oz postponed in North America and Europe. He's just sort of permanently postponed them for a while. He got an injury while dealing with his pneumonia, and so he's just not healing very quickly.
Did they say at all what it is?
It was pneumonia that it originally AIDS. Took him off the tour.
Why?
And Sharon kicked him in the balls, maybe, or something.
He's got AIDS.
But they thought, oh, hey, he's going to be back. He just needs to cancel a few of them. Now today they came out to say not till 2020.
And his son, Jack, was attacked at a coffee shop today. Just what? Some random dude who's walking by saw it was Jack Osbourne sitting outside of the coffee shop and decided to punch him in the head and run.
He has a punchable face, doesn't he?
He does.
Quite.
So maybe that's it. He couldn't resist.
I don't like those two brats. Kelly and Jack, they just always annoyed me. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, who annoys me more, Kelly or Jack? Is that a fair question?
Oh, Kelly. Kelly by far.
Kelly.
Is this part of Celebrity Children's?
Why does Jack bother you?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's always annoying. Well,
I mean, personality aside, why does Jack Osborne
bother? Every time
you?
I read about him, it's they just seem like so many of these kids. They're trying to capitalize on. Well, they were on that reality show. That wasn't really their fault. I shouldn't even hate them for it, but I do.
They were.
By the way, Jack, what have you done with your penis? Looks super.
It seemed like that show, which was. People thought was so cool and did so well, and I don't know, I really found it annoying after a while. I just didn't like those brats.
They're just too entitled. And
I know,
no,
it was really gross.
Just like, who are you? You don't play music.
And
Kelly had that.
She tried
fashion thing.
She had a hit record too.
Papa Don't, didn't you? Papa Don't Preach.
Yes, cover it, yeah. Yes.
Oh,
and Jack sweet. Had stuff too that was related to his dad, of course, or his mom. And then Gene Simmons' kid was, remember his band?
God, yeah.
You know, he was, that was funny. That was probably the most I've liked Gene was when I saw him getting manipulated by his kid. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, there's an interesting story on Fox 2 right now. Apparently there was a big power failure near Ooh. Downtown in Comerica Barton, including Hockey Town Cafe, lost power. But I bring it up because there was some very animated man on the street. People talking.
Oh.
So here's
but
just
that didn't stop people from getting upset.
No power.
No power.
No power. No power.
So no Tigers.
Not these
so
people.
So no bathroom and no ATM.
Yeah, that's the important part.
For most, it was merely a matter of where else can I get a beer and watch the game?
Yeah.
But for others, it had them literally trapped.
Just got stuck in an elevator for 30 minutes up in there.
And I fainted.
And she fainted.
Well, tell me what happened. You guys went in the elevator to go what? Up?
Up. Yes. And then we just got stuck. It
the
just
whole
stopped.
Building lost power.
It stopped. We panicked. He
we,
panicked.
We had to.
With us.
We had to save air and go.
Did they pry it open? What they
yes, did? They did.
Yes.
She didn't do
they
a good job.
But it was kind of scary.
They were running out of air.
It's like they were trapped.
Yeah, it was.
Wait,
they were yelling over each other and then yelling at some dude who walked.
She had to save air, but she's still the one that passed out, so she didn't do a very good job doing it.
It seemed like no one had had a chance to say a word until that microphone was in their face. They both, it was like let it rip for a second.
Was that who's that guy that came up, man? Oh, so many questions need to be answered, Kevra.
Woo.
He's been in the thick of things all day. He's just been in all these mobs. I don't know. He's
where
he's
is the
exhausted.
Energy.
I know that it is exhausting. And Fox 2, you know, being local, they have so much local news between all morning up till noon.
He's standing there.
So Kevra's
somebody holding the door.
No. So he's doing his live stand up and he's showing how the doors are locked and they're locked here. Back it up, Brandon.
Oh, because of the power.
Because of the power.
And the guy's trying to pull the door
shoot,
open.
Go. Well, honestly, like 2 seconds after Kevra showed that it was locked, and this guy just wanders into a live shot.
Nice. Look at him looking like
still closed. Hockey Town's doors are still locked, but as we look inside, it does look like the power is coming back. We see the TVs that are back on in there and some lights that are back on. So we're hopeful that in just a little bit we will start to see these doors unlocked. We'll see. They're saying the patio is open right over there. You guys still not open yet, though. Not gonna be.
Not gonna be.
Okay, you got it. But it doesn't look like Hockey Town is gonna reopen tonight. All right, so there you go. But fans are still having a good time. We'll check in with them coming up at the 6 o'clock hour.
Somebody walked.
And then there was the guy that tried to get in the door. He then walked back. He went the wrong way. Walked back between Derek and the camera.
Heel was completely amused.
That was great.
Wow, what a lot.
That was awesome.
So much fun.
He was not giving in.
Did you see? He'd had to try the door 3 times.
Yeah. No,
it's still locked. It's going to be locked.
I'm trying to remember. Maybe somebody will remember who this was, but there was a crush of media following someone who's like maybe coming out of court, and they were, you know, just scurrying away from the media, and the media was following them, and they got to, I think it was John Edwards, and he got to a door like, oh, finally, I get away from this home of media, and the door was locked.
That's such a fun look.
I know, it was really funny. And then I think he went to his car, and the car door was locked.
But
then he had to get his key out and open it, and it was
vague recollection of that.
Where is John Edwards, by the way?
Oh, he vaporized.
Spending Bunny Mellon's money still?
I don't know. Wow. That's
fascinating.
That's funny.
In the way politics have gone, it just seems like such a small blip. Sure. That was a big fucking deal.
That was, I can't think of a bigger blip, honestly. That was huge. I mean, who else?
He was going to win.
Dare.
He is now a personal injury lawyer in North Carolina.
Oh, so back to his roots.
He's a fantastic lawyer. He's a lawyer. I could picture him even now. Couldn't you see him with a good personal injury case?
Nice hair.
Yeah, no, and he's convincing. He's
more importantly, where's Rielle Hunter?
She's raising their child.
Oh yeah.
Wait, is he with her?
I think he was. I think he sees the kid, but I don't think he's with her.
Can you imagine life after she ruins him, though?
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, she was a part of that.
She was such a bitch. And if anybody doesn't remember what we're talking about, John Edwards is running for president, and...
He was going to win. He would have won.
He had knocked up a girl working on the campaign, Rielle Hunter, and they decided, you know what, we're going to pretend that you, my chief of staff, knocked her up, and you're going to go say that... the kid is yours, even though you're married, too. And I'll tell Elizabeth, my cancer-stricken wife, that, oh, yeah, he knocked her up. It's fucking crazy. And we'll tell the media that. And the media sort of started to figure it out. Yeah. And so he got busted so bad. The Inquirer caught him with the kid in his lap in her hotel room because the campaign aide that was pretending to be the father, he was just keeping her warm. It's like he's calling, hey, baby, I love you, and we'll be reunited with the baby, and everything's going to be cool. And then he had to, of course, fess up, and then Elizabeth went nuts.
Oh. I thought Elizabeth was behind a lot of the decision-making, too, afterwards.
Yeah, I think she did find out.
She found out at some point.
She was quite mean to Andrew.
Oh, he was horrible. She was horrible.
There's something about him taking baseball cards. She accused
him of stealing her son's baseball cards.
Dead son's baseball cards.
Yeah.
So wicked. Oh, my God.
Because he wrote a book. He was the one that went through the total insanity.
Yeah, I think it's called The Politician, maybe. That's a great book.
Why is that not a movie?
It really should be. Because that was his downfall, is he kept getting money to cover it up from Bunny Mellon, who was just this rich old socialite who's about to die. They're just hoping she would die.
Yeah, she believed anything he said, basically.
Oh, he's handsome.
He was a convincing dude.
Remember his $400 haircut video?
Mm-hmm.
That was the best.
He's a piece of
such
work.
A turd.
I'm trying to bring up the story on Real. Damn it. Come on, Wi-Fi.
She was supposed to be a movie producer type or something.
Yeah, well, that's what he hired her for,
fake,
to be on the campaign, was to be his videographer.
Yeah, but he was just really hitting on her.
There he is, messing with his hair. Oh, he's such a dick. It's not even that cool of a haircut. You're so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. He's primping before a TV interview.
He's quite in love with his hair.
His hair is... despite all the effort, it looks the same as it did
Yeah,
the
it does.
Yeah.
It looks exactly
not
the same.
Not doing anything to it.
Well, when I started hating John Edwards was when he was asked, and it was a question the media was asking a lot, is he too handsome? Is he too hot to be president? And he was answering the question like, well, no, I don't think it's that distracting. I think the country can look at the policies that I'm coming forth with.
And how hard I am.
Acting like it was a real, like it was a fair question. Like, you're right, I'm so hot, this is a little tricky.
Check out that $200 haircut.
Is the charger off?
Yeah, it's not plugged in. Oh, wait. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's plugged in. It looks like it's plugged in.
My phone's
it's
dead
crazy.
For some
I guess
reason.
It's off. I guess it's not not plugged in.
Do you want to play the boner line, Brandon?
Yeah,
I have breaking news real quick.
What?
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
Did you see the story of the kid who went across the border from Cincinnati, Kentucky, and said, hey, I'm that kid that's been missing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't believe him. I don't believe him, by the way.
Well, you were right.
I was.
Yeah, DNA proved that he is not the missing Timothy Pitson.
Also, they got DNA really fast. Did you notice that? How they get DNA so fast they want to.
Yeah, well, how fast they tested it. Yeah, within a day. Within, 12 hours.
Right.
They tested it. But he is not. That kid, that kid's story is really wild too. The missing kid.
I know, it's horrible.
His mom picked him up. Took him to
this was fake.
Water park.
I don't know why.
Herself.
I just refuse to believe this.
Yeah. So who is this missing teen then? What's his story?
They always thought the kid was dead because they did find his blood in her car after she committed suicide. Mm-hmm. But they never found the kid, and she left a note saying, "You're never going to find him."
Yeah.
Right. Because she buried him somewhere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right,
that sucks for the dad who was holding out hope. And
I know, no, it's there's nothing more torturous than thinking your kid could be alive somewhere. 209-66 boner. That's 209-66 boner for the boner line in today's version.
What's poppin', fellas and Trudy? Sorry,
sorry, not sorry.
Boner line montages are awesome. Legend of Cocaine Island Netflix series. I'm watching it. I'm only 15 minutes into it. And I'm intrigued, but so far I can't get past this whiny wife about how, oh, I had this great life, and now my life sucks, and I live in a double wide. It's just like, I don't know, man. She sounds like she's bitching a little bit too much.
Stop whining.
The guy that's really obsessed with pit bulls, I mean, come on, dude. Every other day there's a story of a pit bull, like, mauling somebody. I mean, I love dogs and all, but sometimes those dogs, they have a tendency to maul people. I'm just saying. Get over it, dude. Go stick your face in some random pit bull's face and see what happens. I mean, I'm sure your dogs love you, but just go do it up to some random pit bull and see if you don't get your face chewed off.
What's up, dog?
Yeah, I'd like Drew's opinion of a baseball manager pulling a pitcher in the middle of a no-hitter.
I don't watch sports TV. I don't read news clippings.
The Bezos drop right now is one of my most favorite drops. Just makes me crack up every time I hear it. We need more Mel Gibson. You there?
How about that?
What fucking jackass said no more drops? Fuck that shit.
The chick who called the boner line and said she'd do the podcast with Trudy? Sounds hot.
The guy I know, him and her, got it on. Woo-wee!
I think you guys need to fucking bring Jay back to learn how to use that motherfucking phone.
Fucking thing sucks!
Drew, I know you get really upset when you see Jesse Smollett's bodyguards, but you don't understand. He needs them because his attackers are still out there.
The actor that nobody ever heard of.
I'm with that woman who hates the Bezos drop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It just goes on and on and on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, Drew, you always laugh. You think it's so funny, and so I know you guys are going to keep playing, but I hate it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I always have to mute it or fast-forward through it, and I don't know why. I think it's just because it's a guy getting off, and he sounds so creepy, but please, please stop playing that one. It's the only drop I hate.
Just let me do the talking.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Bezos drop, and the biggest problem, I mean, I love it. It's hilarious, but every time I'm sitting in the parking lot eating my lunch, and that Will Forte's going off and people walk by, I don't know if they think I'm watching porn because I'm looking at my phone or what, and it's really kind of creepy. But that's probably the gist of that.
Hey, listening to you guys talk about Scientology, I'm confused. What do they actually believe? They actually believe that aliens or L. Ron Hubbard? I don't get it.
This is pseudoscience. Nobody understands it.
Hey, I don't believe for a second that Maslow's a racist. You guys made those drops using Adobe Cellaflare.
Adobe Cellaflare?
I'm a racist.
Yeah, I'm also on team who gives a shit if it's a cowbell, a wooden block, or a dildo that they're hitting. Stop calling about the Blue Oyster Cult.
Name one other band that's done that.
Mark, I got your back. Count Scary rules. Get him on the podcast.
I'm scared.
This one's for Trudy. I love Wheels, but where the hell is Iron Maiden? Start rocking now.
A rock and roll.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys for showing me these music list music videos. They are by far the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah!
All right, I had to go before you guys did. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I gotta go before you do. Bye.
Keep it stiff.
Ugh.
Those videos are so funny.
Best.
Oh, my God. What are they called again?
I think musicless.
Yeah, music.
Or the Shreds videos. Somebody actually reminded us on the Boner Line.
The Shreds ones are great. I was upstairs, so I missed the Boner Line. I missed a lot of the Boner Line.
The really good one that I forgot about yesterday that somebody reminded me on the Boner Line is the Dancing in the Street, the worst music video ever with Bowie and Jagger. Yeah. But it's so funny musicless because they're just dancing their asses off.
Yeah, it's got the footsteps. This is just Vic's feet going up and down. He's dancing in a circle around a pole. Doing the Mick thing.
Rolling out around the world. Are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the top is right. For dancing in the street.
David comes dancing in. Jumps off the stairs.
In New Orleans. In New York City.
What are they thinking with this video?
How could they make them look any more dumb? I mean, they look so... The two coolest guys in the world look so dumb here.
Swinging, swaying, records playing. Dancing in the street. Doesn't matter what you wear, just as long as you are there.
Ooh, they're doing the Biden move, head to head.
Every guy, grab
to
a
back.
Girl. Everywhere around the world, they'll be dancing. Dancing in the street.
Oh, it's fun.
It's so ridiculous. Just dancing down the street with no music.
Laughing and singing, music swinging, dancing in the street. Baltimore.
Oh, they're going in and out of the rooms. Into the hallway, back in the room. This is so stupid. Even with music.
Back in the USSR.
That's
no
so
matter cool. Where you are.
Oh, man. Oh, is that stupid? Oh, my God. Oh,
7 million views for that video.
Oh, boy.
Should be way more.
Breaking podcast news.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I'm taking my headphones off.
Hey, this right here is some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
It's not really podcast. I just want to hear the sounder. But Layla escaped today.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
It was scary. I left the gate open when I took the garbage out. I can never do that. And Eli said, boy, Mags is kind of funny just standing in the yard. He's got a paw. He thought he'd hurt his front paw. Actually, Mags is obsessed with shaking ever since the time to shake. So he holds the paw up a lot. And it looks really weird.
Excuse me.
But I went out to see him and I saw the gate was open. I was like, what? And I realized, no, Layla.
Oh, boy.
To be found. And
good boy, Mags, for staying put.
Yeah, Mags, he never runs. He just doesn't want to leave.
No, he doesn't.
So anyway, Layla is way down the street. Way.
It's her chance at freedom.
Yeah, I know. She's been on quite a few
adventures.
She doesn't
know how good she has it here.
Shame.
She was in. She was all the way to the end of the block, and it's a long block, and she was peeing in somebody's front yard.
Nice. You got to clean that territory.
Sniffing around. She was so psyched. And then she came running to the car, which she always is like, oh, I've been looking for you. And got in. And
well, from my perspective, I was like, oh, I'll go outside and see if I can help look. Because I didn't know where you were at that point. And I look down the street and I see you all the way down at the corner. I see you grab her and put her in the car.
That's far away.
Oh, it was about a whole block. And the next thing I see is you going in reverse.
Put on your dick.
Hauling ass.
Jason Bourne.
With Layla in my lap.
Hauling ass. I mean, that was just, you were flying in reverse. And I was like, oh, that's pretty sweet. Sweet job he's doing. And then you curbed it. The neighbors.
Oh, well. No harm, no foul.
It was pretty cool. No, it was fine. And then you blame Layla for curbed it.
She was very jumpy in my lap. And when you turn just a little bit, because I was going to do a three-point turn. And when you turn just a tiny bit in reverse, yeah, it's crazy.
Especially when you're going that fast.
I've gotten pulled over with Layla in my lap before. She's quite a distraction.
Really?
And Mags, I didn't get pulled over, but he, when his eye popped out, he jumped over the middle to get mm-hmm. in my lap because mm-hmm. he was freaking out.
Excuse me.
But I was really worried because I thought, oh my God, I opened that gate. That was a while ago. Yeah. And I thought, how far did she get? So usually I just go out and start yelling for her, and I'll find her in somebody's driveway, or she comes out and shows her face, and then she keeps going away.
But she probably had such a great day then.
Yeah, we have actual audio of Layla this morning. Yeah.
Freedom!
She does appreciate the adventure. There doesn't seem to be any doubt about that. But anyway, so she's fine. There was a Metro Times poll, which I've never seen a poll ever, on the Warren mayoral.
Oh, wow.
And they didn't have a big sample, but Fouts is not as dominant, nearly as dominant, as he usually is when he gets 80% of the vote or something ridiculous like that. He is leading 37.8% to 29.6 for Bieda. I don't know who Bieda is. I know Fouts is a fan. And one third is undecided. But this other guy seemed to be doing a lot better with younger people. There's apparently a lot of voters in Warren who are over 70 years old.
Oh, man.
And yeah. Fouts.
They're all dried up, but yeah.
Think I want to date a fucking 60-year-old hag? Fuck that shit.
And then also, I just recently was reading about Warren. This wasn't connected to this story, but about, you know, the Amanda Mika, his his assistant that he holds hands with and goes to Chicago with. She's had this 91% raise over the last 4 years, I think, something that no one else in Warren has had. And there was a quote in the story about how Fouts said she'd make a perfect mayor down the road. So she's just going to take over for him.
Yeah, when he's done. Why not?
Then he can be the puppet, I suppose.
You can do it by Adobe software.
But still ahead.
Nice mayor.
But his, you know, his support has dwindled. Not as much as it should have, but.
Wow. It's amazing anybody can, I don't know, still like him. Well, I mean, we heard reason because everybody thinks that's fake.
Yeah,
so.
The city does run very effectively, and I guess it didn't always. Yeah.
The things that affect their daily lives, he's taking care of.
Yeah.
I don't care that he's a kind of a, not the best representation for the city.
I know, it's funny how
outside of the city,
little of that does seem to matter. And I want, Joe Biden will probably just blow through this thing. I think.
I don't think so, man.
He might be oversensitive to it. He might blow it by talking about it too much. He seems like that kind of a guy. Like, he's apologizing for Anita Hill.
That apology was...
Who needs him to apologize for Anita
Hill? No one asked him to apologize. No one did. Uh-oh. There's some action.
Somebody's walking upstairs.
Oh.
Who is?
Someone.
I know.
Bezos divorced.
Yeah. Did you see what she got?
Yeah, $36 billion.
20% of the stocks.
They said 25%. 25,
I'm sorry. Yeah, one quarter.
Of $144 billion, which means $108 for him, $36 billion for her. She kept 4% of Amazon stock, and they were acting like, oh, my God, why did she only take a quarter?
Please. Why did she get a quarter?
$36 billion. I think she'll be okay.
Be happy with that. I wonder what she's going to do with the money.
I don't know. She kept 4% of Amazon, too, although he has her voting shares. And then
she'll probably pay off all her bills and splurge and buy a dozen pairs of shoes. Like Ted Batchel.
$36 billion. Wow. I mean, her life's not going to change.
Maybe she'll get her neck shrunken. That's what
they all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
She does.
All right, good.
Look how long her neck.
She does look like she could eat off the treetops.
Crazy.
Yeah, that is a wildly long neck.
A giraffe
neck I've ever seen.
She makes it worse, too, by having long hair and wearing that neckline.
Oh, really?
Look at that beautiful neck.
She should wear a turtleneck. Like,
she needs to be. She needs your help with some styling.
You could upcharge her. She'll pay for it.
Sure.
And her quote was, "Grateful to have finished the process of dissolving my marriage with Jeff with support from each other and everyone who reached out to us in kindness and looking forward to the next phase as co-parents and friends."
Shut up.
Don't you hate people? What's with these couples that go on vacation together after their divorce? What is that?
Very weird.
It is weird.
I saw some birthday party where, let's see, Gwyneth Paltrow was there with her fiance, who she was about to marry, and Coldplay, Chris Martin was there. Yeah.
And Jennifer Garner and Affleck.
And they were having a great laugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jennifer Garner and Affleck are always going to various things together, too.
I know. I was watching this stupid show called Selling Sunset. Mm. It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's about this real estate office of this guy only hires attractive women.
Well, in, duh.
And they sell huge houses. It's sort of like $1 million listing.
Yeah.
Genius, genius, genius.
And this woman who makes a ton of money and does super well, she's dating this guy. I think she's like 37 maybe, and he's like 25. Mm. And he's from Eastern Europe, I believe. And it's pretty obvious that, you know, he's not really doing too much. But he's good, great-looking guy, and he's real built. And so, you know, some people in the office are kind of implying that, well, she must pay for everything. And what does he do besides look good? Well, anyway, they're at this, I think it was they got engaged, and so they're having a celebration of the engagement. And one of the girls, or no, the girl actually with the 25-year-old says, oh, well, we share the dog, and she's talking about her boss at the real estate company, who's sitting right there, and it's like, oh, yeah, it's really weird, but yeah, we dated for a year, and so the other girl says, so what happened? Why'd you break up? And so she's just going on and on about this, you know, well, we broke up, and then we dated for a while, and then we got back together, and everything's great, and I'm watching this guy, 25-year-old, here, was thinking, I don't know if I'd like hanging around with my girlfriend and her boss, who is her ex-boyfriend for a year, who, you know, oh, but we're great friends and we share the dog.
Wow.
I don't know. It's just funny.
He looks hot, so maybe he's just all right with that.
And the other guy's not that hot, but the other guy's super rich. He's like the Bezos.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Everybody acted like they were totally cool, and a couple of the girls were saying, sure seemed awkward. I don't know. They're okay.
It is. They're just acting it.
That's kind of what I always normalcy. Think. I think that can't be that normal, especially for the third party. It seems like it's just so beyond rude to them. They didn't even have kids. They had a dog they had to share.
Isn't it office cuckolding, sort of, what you're doing to him?
It kind of seemed that way to me. So,
Emily's relationship was like 6 months, and then she farted in her sleep. I'm like, I'm out of here, man. I was gone before she woke up.
There was some other celebrity type news. The statement from Taraji P. Henson of Empire that Jesse Smollett will be back, which I mentioned that before. I still don't understand what. She doesn't know. It's not up to her. It's not up to her.
Why would you attach yourself to him anyway?
I don't know. That's like. The woman at the NAACP words, I stand with Jesse Smollett.
Yeah, cool.
And then, did you guys see the picture of Alec Baldwin's wife?
Which one?
She is in like the skimpiest bra and panties, and she's showing people what she looks like after she miscarried.
Yeah, it's weird.
I have no idea what
no
the
one
point
asked
is.
To see it.
I mean, basically, it looks like something that a lot of guys would probably pound off to.
Yeah.
So look, Trudy, there it is. Tell me what.
Kind of looks like her right hand's about to go masturbate.
Wow. That's the reason for that? Is that some... She has a thoughtful reason for being almost nude?
Yes. She said that she just had a miscarriage and she shares everything because she's promised to be open with... I don't think she says her
good
fans,
for her.
But she says, I promise to be open and share with you.
Great.
And I had a miscarriage, and my job is to help people by being real and open. Well, who made it her job? I mean, I'm not complaining. It's a beautiful picture. She's
got
until
you think about
body.
Alec just pumping away on that, sweating profusely in his hairy body.
And the fact that she just miscarried a baby.
I don't think she did, though, because the first comment she made is, I want to share with you guys that I think I'm most likely experiencing a miscarriage right now.
What?
And then the next comment says, there's a heartbeat, but it isn't strong, and the baby isn't growing very much, so we're going to wait.
What? She's in this little thong bottom and a push-up bra. It's just like, really? Anyway, one of the posts was, good God, you're annoying.
Which is,
why are you on this page?
Which is after she asked to please be kind in the comments. Now you're just asking for people to troll.
I know.
First of all, I don't who needs to know any of this except for Baldwin and the immediate family?
That's what I understand. Who's following Alec Baldwin's wife, hanging on her every word?
And if she
were
fully clothed and put something like that out, no one would really, there would be no response. The reason why there is because she's in her bra and panties.
Right, exactly. How many millions of likes are on that?
Well, she's got 500,000 followers, and there's currently 72,000 likes on that.
Why would 500,000 people follow Alec Baldwin's wife, who is not, is she known for
she's
any reason?
She's a yoga instructor?
She's a People magazine contributor.
Ooh.
Oh,
co-host of Mom Brain.
Oh, that.
Oh, is
whatever
that a podcast?
That is.
It's got to be a podcast.
I think it is.
It is a podcast.
Cool.
I think we should announce when someone does not have a podcast.
Let's listen to it.
Me.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind listening.
Equal parts fun and WTF. That was the description.
Oh, God.
I can agree with half of that. It's probably going to be WTF.
I have to tell you, I was laughing out loud last night because I don't know why. There was something about Lindsay Lohan in the news. And it was about an Instagram post she made where she had said, she'd added to her post that, someone posted at the end of my last post, and it's someone who used to work for me who still has my password, and it was not intended by me. And I'm like, what? And of course, all these people are like, yeah, right, Lindsay, you know, and just all these jokes. And so anyway, I'm in her Instagram, so I start reading stuff, and there's this one post. Let's see. I got to find it.
Lindsay Lohan has got the stinkiest f***ing sweaty orange vagina anyone has ever seen. I haven't seen it, but it sh** out freckles. It's orange, and it f***ing smells like diarrhea.
Paris could not have been happier. It's not possible.
What a bitch. Oh.
And they were supposedly friends, weren't they?
Yeah, at some point.
Being a mom is the toughest job there is, and it doesn't come with instructions. So, it's okay if you don't have all the answers. We'll figure it out together. This is Mom Brain with Ilaria Baldwin and Daphne.
Oh, my God. I'm so bored already.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Mom Brain. I'm Ilaria.
And I'm Daphne.
So we thought we would answer some more questions. Thank you guys so much for sending these into mombrainpod@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and love to hear what you're thinking about. So these are some really good questions, advice based and about food and sleep and discipline.
Who in
and
the
all
world
kinds of
would
things.
Write
so we'll see
to this?
We can get through.
Yay, mom mail.
Oh, gross.
Boring.
Enough. Shut up.
Well, giving me bored brain.
How far do we make it in until we got mad?
40 seconds. Okay.
And it looks seems about right.
Play a tiny bit more. Speed up about 2 minutes.
Then I want to listen to David Lee Roth's podcast.
It's only a 20-minute podcast. We did listen to David Lee Roth.
I know. I just want to torture myself.
Cleanses and stuff like that. I think about your system like a cup. And if you are constantly putting a bunch of junk into the cup and it's filled all the way to the brim,
you're not
going to
have any more space?
It's constantly spilling over into symptoms and symptoms and symptoms. Oh. For somebody who has a relatively healthy healthy system, their cup
is her background?
Almost
is she a doctor?
Empty, if not empty.
She married Alec Baldwin.
Then, part. Some sugar in or something that's not organic, you know, not so great fats, or you know, any of the extra salt.
Kind of like how
you know, they might not feel well for.
Kristen Cavallari knows about vaccines. She's an anti-vaxxer. You know, did you know that, sort of Kristen Cavallari?
Really, her too.
She is too. Nope,
really?
I'm not kidding. And she's unapologetic. I saw an anti-vaxxer
congratulations.
Stay inside your house, then.
It worked, because all those people, they're just the swaths of the measles all over the place.
Congratulations.
Thanks for bringing measles back. Yeah, this guy, he was talking about how it's an inconvenience because he has to stay home a lot more because his kids can't go certain places like
malls.
Was
this guy in Vice News?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, hey, if you're vaccinated, what do you care then?
And so he
just doesn't get it.
He was saying that... he may move because his freedom of choice not to hurt his children is more important to him than
he's really scared of all the things inside the vaccine.
Yeah. He's probably read a lot of the fake books. And Kristen Cavallari, by the way, says she's done so much reading on this, and she just doesn't think people are informed.
Okay, cool. She's probably done a lot of research, just like scientists.
She's a, I believe she's a doctor, isn't she,
yeah,
Dr. Cavallari?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Dr. KC.
Yeah, I would ignore all scientific evidence on the vaccine front because you know better. And I was so intrigued by that story about her that I started reading because she referenced something. And so I start reading about it and the debunking of it by virtually any scientist of any consequence who said that this idea that kids are getting autism from this vaccine, the only reason it was ever suggested was because the timing of when autism onsets is very similar to the timing of some vaccines.
All right.
So it was a completely false, and the research was fake anyway. It was a terrible study. It was
not
wrong.
Only that, but they kind of redid how the autism spectrum too. So more people were being diagnosed with it as well around the same time that Lancet study came out. Study quote unquote came out.
But, of course, she didn't reference anything specific. She just said, she's read so much.
Cool.
And so this guy, yeah, this guy in New York, I guess, is moving because they're not allowing these unvaccinated kids. I know. It's amazing. It just makes you feel like, wow, we are getting so much dumber. Things are moving so far backwards. I just I'm frightened to think.
Stupidity is going to kill us, though.
I know. It's amazing.
I honestly feel that. This is my thought watching that, though, is those kids are going to get vaccinated because there's a lot of kids in one small house, and he has to work from home now.
I know.
They give the troops special vaccines that are really nanotech that already re-engineer their brains.
Okay, it sounds to me like he might be moving, but honestly, the more I read about it, the more it seems that these parents just go on the internet.
Yeah, of course
and
they do.
They read something on the internet, which they just decide is what either agrees with their original opinion or something they've heard, and they don't really read anything of consequence.
But if you have a kid, you're face-to-face with the doctor. That's one of the things they talk to you about. So you're face-to-face with a medical doctor who's studied their life and done a lot more reading and understanding of material, and they're telling
you... Who faces malpractice, by the way, if he gives you bad advice.
Yeah, that they, versus this is you. We highly recommend this, and then you're still... Nah, I read the... I have internet access.
It's and not only that, they're looking at research from one like narrowly.
Well, debunked research.
Right, and what you said about they just happened to discover it was early onset.
Yeah, there's correlation, but it's not.
But before vaccinations, was there an early onset of autism?
Yeah, yes, of course there was. Yeah, it was around the time of vaccinations. So.
I know, they always point to like one example though of somebody they knew, like,
right, but,
like you know, Bert Mustin. Now,
I think in many cases though, nobody tells me what I do to my child. In other words,
okay.
Nobody knows my child better than I do.
Okay.
It's like, no, you may be the mother, you may be the father, but you're not a doctor.
Yeah.
You're not a medical expert, so shut the fuck up.
It's bad for society, so.
And that's why cave people didn't live that long, because they didn't have expertise. Yeah. And people weren't reading books, and we didn't have all the science we have now.
I love you when people, 2,000 years ago, they didn't have this, and they were fine. It's like, no, they weren't. The life expectancy was like 15 years old.
They get syphilis, and it was over.
What are you talking about? They didn't have to wear bike helmets. Okay.
I know.
How many brain injuries?
It's my right to be an idiot.
How many brain injuries then versus now?
What fuck can you do? Medicine's not a science.
It's one of those topics.
What about that
though,
black dude that had all that Cialis?
Apparently, there are people who just cannot be convinced. They just cannot. They won't.
Do you want someone else to hate?
The list is never long enough, is it?
Hey guys, it's Emma, and today I have a super exciting video. I am finally going to be sharing with you guys my college decision for 2018.
Who is this?
If you guys haven't
Emma?
Seen the first college
she
related
has a
video
YouTube
I
video
when I talked about getting rejected,
and she's sitting behind
you
10 cupcakes of schools that she applied to, and she's going to reveal her decision of where she's going to college.
Who is Emma?
She has a YouTube channel with 900,000 subscribers.
Oh, God.
But she's acting like she's an athlete choosing where they're going to go play.
Oh, the school is so lucky to have her.
She's taking her talents.
We're a really tight family on Instagram. I always update Instagram first, so definitely follow me on there.
Who can listen to this blabbermouth?
Oh, she's talking so fast.
And let's see where I'm going to college.
Yay!
Okay, so as you guys can see, I have 8 cupcakes here, and each of them has a logo of one of the schools that I was accepted at.
Cool.
So you guys are probably wondering, Emma, how are you going to reveal which of these schools you're going to?
Did her parents pay somebody to help her apply?
Why is she talking so fast?
Give her voice lessons.
So nice the first echo. School I'm going to eliminate is TCU or Texas Christian University.
The
Horned
Frogs.
I really like the idea of going
through
to
each and every school.
But when I thought about it,
yeah, Trudy thinks five.
Oh, what are the comments?
Quiet.
Oh, I'm sure they're very positive.
Ugh. Wait, she's going to TCU?
No, that was the first one she eliminated.
No, she has like that many.
Since you asked her, I'll jump to the end.
Flow was a really good fit for me and my personality. UCI was definitely a close second. The main thing with UCI was that I actually live about 20 minutes away from UCI, and I really wanted to get out a little bit further and really have the full college experience.
How many views?
But I did like UCI a lot.
This one has 350,000 views.
Oh my God.
And for those of you wondering, my major at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo is business administration.
Yay! All
right, guys, so I think that is
suck my dick. All right, next one. Got another one.
Wait, so where's she going?
Cal Poly.
Oh God, who cares?
This one's got better production value.
And this is where the decision got.
Is this another YouTube star?
Difficult.
Yeah.
Are regular people doing this too? School.
This one has 3.3 million views. And they have 5.6 million subscribers. Brooke and Bailey, they're twins.
Brooke and Bailey, and before we go on to the video, we have some exciting news. So once again, we ordered a whole new brand new set of scrunchies for you guys, along with some of the old sets that we have sold.
I don't know if I needed to hate these people.
Now you do.
Obviously, the first school I knocked off of my list was the one school I didn't get into.
Wait,
and
why did this need to be a
thing? Wait. You didn't knock them off your list. They knocked you off their list, idiot.
This year, they had the most applicants they've ever had.
Stanford.
No, you didn't get it. You didn't cut the mustard. I don't care how many applicants they had.
Imagine somebody that sounds that dumb going to Stanford.
Good God.
I got to say I'm intrigued, though, because her sister has a Stanford hat. Did she get in?
This one is off my list. This is not the school I'm going to. And, of course, obviously, the same goes for me, because apparently Stanford has a twin rule where if one gets in, the other gets in. And if one doesn't get in, the other one doesn't get in.
Uh-huh.
So I also did not get in.
Uh-huh.
Wait, then if that one had gotten in, the other one had gotten in.
Exactly.
So they only need one to get in.
Ooh, they got it down. I got it down to two schools.
Stanford has a twin rule. What do you mean they have a twin rule?
That was the idiotic.
If one gets in, then they both get in. And if one doesn't get in, they both don't get in. Wait, but what if there's one in one? That doesn't even make sense. If it's one in one, then the one that gets in gets the other one in. But if you don't get in, the other one doesn't get in. The one didn't get in, so the other one doesn't get in.
She's
so,
not getting in.
Does that make any sense? What do you mean they have... I'm about to kill someone. Trudy, leave the room.
Just killed Joe. The second twin was saying that's why she didn't get into Stanford, because they looked at the other twin's application first.
Why am I explaining it? Why does the second one's application not matter? What if the second one got in?
No, it doesn't matter. They looked at the other ones first is what she's saying.
Well, then it's not a twin...
Down.
That's bullshit. That's unconstitutional.
This is where the decision got extremely difficult.
What? So you can't have a twin rule that if one doesn't get in, you screw the other one. If the other one had a 1600 SAT.
It's whoever turned it in first.
No. She made that up.
They're talking at the same time.
So the college that I chose was because I felt at home when I went there. And I felt like I had friends and a community that I could really get involved with and involved in.
What 18-year-old thinks like this?
3 million people listen to this trash.
To be in that program, and I found a room that I loved.
Oh, she found a room
that I loved, and everything just seemed to kind of fall into place perfectly. And so that is why I finally made a decision on my final school. And I really wanted a school that had like.
What's the school?
They chose Baylor.
God.
Aren't you happy that you know that now?
I'm
just wanted to do a little disclaimer before we start the video. Just this video is mostly meant for friends and family. However, if
send
you
it
are
to
young,
them.
How many
kid,
viewers on this
trying to
idiot?
Figure out what college
only
you
17,000.
Just in that kind
she
of time
only has 88 subscribers.
I give a little bit of advice at the end as to what helped me.
Oh, she's got advice for us.
That will help you a little bit too. But for all my friends and family out there,
why
I can't
are so many
to
people
to
trying to help each other?
Who is the audience for this? Are they
friends and family?
Perverts?
Probably.
Yeah, probably some of that.
Or people. I really like the idea of going to a big city, somewhere like NYU that's super global. I was really interested in international global studies and relations.
She said super global.
And so that one was out of the running. So now I was left between Penn State, and San Diego State. And it was a very, very tough decision. I spent nights.
I agree, Mel.
Really?
I even cried.
Would you rather listen to Hilaria Baldwin's podcast?
And so I'll just kind of explain why these two schools were so.
I don't understand why anybody else cares about this.
Yep. Next year, I'm going to be an Aztec with my sister down in San Diego. Well, I couldn't be more thrilled.
You should have disclosed that your sister went there.
So the first one that got in got the other one in. I take it.
Yeah, that was the Baylor person.
Who gives a fuck?
Just know that girls are doing videos of where they're choosing to go to school.
Okay, but they need to follow it up when they flunk out because I really want to see that one.
I wonder if eventually that all kids will start having the sort of hat thing where they all announce. Or every kid will have a press conference on Facebook Live or something.
Oh, cool.
Didn't this start with gender reveals? I'm sorry, Brandon, but...
I had a barbecue.
It was more than a barbecue. Hey, I wanted to
reveal that
ridiculous trendy activity that happens, and then
I don't know why I got completely lost, but I did. I was going to tell you about this tweet Lindsay Lohan had. It reminded me because that comment on the Hilaria is that her name?
Yeah.
That she talks about this. Is it a miscarriage? Is it not? Whatever. And the person says, "Good God, you're annoying." Because she's in her underwear, and God knows why she thinks everyone needs to know this. But anyway, Lindsay Lohan tweets that AT&T Direct is about to drop MTV, VH1, and up to 21 other channels. If that happens, you won't be able to watch me on Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. Call 1-888-250 blah 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 and tell AT&T DirecTV to keep MTV.
Yeah.
And she does all these hashtags, and then the first response is, "I don't see a problem here." Any company that thinks Lindsay Lohan can save it is beyond doomed. Best reason to support AT&T DirecTV. Cancel the trash. MTV is not music television. It was 8 years ago. I think I quit watching 20 years ago. There's nothing good more, no more, on VH1 and MTV ever since playing rock music videos or metal music video is gone.
This is actually quite common whenever a network has a dispute with a distributor like Comcast or AT&T. For example, when...
She has no idea what's going on. She doesn't understand. And people are explaining it in the comments and then saying, don't call.
Right. Because I can recall when I couldn't get, what was it, the Red Zone, NFL Red Zone, because they couldn't come into an agreement with, I think, DirecTV or some shit. And I got mad. I wanted my Red Zone. So I called up and made them give me all the free movie channels until Red Zone came back.
This guy, Yuri, says, it's a hard choice. On the one hand, I won't miss your terrible show, but I would like those channels. Then the next guy says, I think I'll risk it. I mean, it's just an endless string of people. And it's funny how her Twitter, she has 8.8 million followers. And then you find she tweets stuff out that gets like, 350 likes out of 8.8 million. And then you
read
the comments.
She's clearly not tweeting anything of value.
She needs to tweet out a picture of Mags.
Absolutely. That would be huge. The comments just all blast her. It's like people just like trolling her and nothing else. And she never responds to a comment. Well, if she was responding to comments, she'd never stop. But it's another one of those Twitter accounts where you go, oh my God, 8.8 million followers. And maybe 10 years ago, all these people were like, I love you. Ugh. In her Instagram page, she has millions of followers, and you'll look at it, and there's like 5 comments.
Because she's a dumpster fire.
She is.
How come Lindsay Lohan mama got a catfish?
And that show has less viewers than AAF football.
Rest in peace.
What'd they do, sad. 8 weeks?
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright.
We're all heartbroken.
Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
And Johnny Manziel, that picture this guy sent me of Johnny Manziel playing for the Memphis Express, I swear, it didn't even look like there were 1,000 people at the game. And he said it was a nice day. So that was not a good sign. And his first game, I think they had 13,000.
Yeah, the record.
It was a much bigger crowd.
That was the record crowd.
Did you see how they just abandoned the players, too? They went back to the hotel and all their stuff was in the lobby. And no plane tickets to get home.
Oh, wow.
And then they said, someone's going to go back and clean out the office, but they didn't say who or what they were cleaning out. Or...
Oh, boy.
Although one AAF player did get signed by the Chiefs today, so that's good.
Oh, good for
maybe
him.
It launches well, a few others. Well.
We always have the XFL next year.
Yeah. I think the XFL might succeed, though, if they have money. Vince McMahon has money.
Well, yeah, they can just continue losing money longer.
Well, if he doesn't pay health care for any of his wrestlers or any of that, then he'll have more money.
Well, that's the other thing. All the players that were injured in the AAF, good luck taking care of yourself now, too, because there's no continuation on their health care.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing that people join these leagues because, honestly...
Well, if you want to play...
Look at Johnny Manziel. He's probably the biggest person they could have signed, and they drew so few people to the game because... The Memphis Express? No, who cares? Who's invested in the Memphis Express? Nobody. Not even people in Memphis. Mm-hmm. And their TV ratings were not good. The USFL, which lasted, was it two seasons or three seasons?
Three.
Three seasons. They were signing people the NFL wanted.
They had money.
Herschel Walker and Doug Flutie. But unfortunately, paying those giant contracts killed them because not enough people were watching.
Well, so did a certain lawsuit.
Well, that too, but that league was, the ratings were really good when they first came out, and they were just going like this.
You don't think if they stayed in the spring, they could have made it?
If they kept spending a lot of money, they could have. I mean, but I just don't think it ever would have really competed. Maybe the league absorbs a franchise or something.
Everybody loves football in this country, man.
I know. I do, too. Honestly, though, I feel like I'm overwhelmed by football more than I ever was. There's so much college football and then the pro season. And by February, it's not that I hate football. I don't want to watch a new group of players that suck. I mean, you watch the best players and then the offseason you're going to watch half-ass players. I don't know. I only watched two AAF games and I was just surprised at how the quality of play was not very good.
Looking at Brandon's prep, and this was a story that puzzled me too, was the public sex at baseball parks is a thing, don't do it at Comerica.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most overblown story.
What
how many people are having sex?
Did they
sex?
Get to? At the why? I mean, are you that? Is it that they've got more cameras or they're gonna?
I'm wondering if Comerica asked because somebody over at the Cincinnati Reds last week, they got it on and they got caught. They got busted.
On the Ferris wheel.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if it was just some animals.
No one will see you up there.
Dicks. God. But what is their point?
Don't
why are they saying they're just saying don't you do it? Or
don't
are they saying
it.
That there's some special?
They're saying if you do it, they're gonna bust you.
I thought that story was so overblown. How many people are having sex at Major League Baseball games? I mean, somebody's having sex in a hotel room at the Rogers Center once. I remember that. That was a famous thing because it was the drapes were open.
Yeah, that was a hotel
and
room, though.
Every now and then somebody has a clip of somebody doing something, you know, under a blanket or whatever. And it always goes extremely viral, but it's so rare.
It's almost like the Detroit Free Press just put that in for clicks.
It's
crazy,
Trudy.
Seemed like
you
mean
to they me. Would do that?
I thought it was a real waste of a story,
really
to be
was.
Honest. You know, there was a Nipsey Hussle vigil here
a lot
at
of
Cadillac
people.
Square.
A lot of people down there.
And they had flowers and music. And I'm like, wait, I've listened to some of his music. I can't imagine cranking his music at a vigil.
What?
Even for him, it just seemed...
What are you talking about? Why?
It wasn't music. Well, first of all, I don't understand why anybody likes his music, but oh well. I mean, it's not me. They like it. They can like whatever they want. And this story was the lead story the other morning. And I'm like, who is this guy?
Mm.
And that's when Mark played his, is that his biggest hit?
I think his highest charting single.
Like you fucking rap niggas.
Is this it?
Yeah.
Shooter, that's a fact, nigga.
It's really cool though. He rhyme, every line rhymes with the same word. Did you guess which word it is?
Doesn't seem like somebody play at a vigil.
I mean, it's his art.
Sounds like a kind of a strategy of a Mitch Albom column.
Yeah.
Not saying he uses the N word, but.
By that
Mitch
strategy.
Doesn't.
Seems like a bit of a crutch to me.
Yes.
It's see, this
I had to find something else that rhymes with.
What rhymes with that word, Trudy?
Trigger.
What did you just say?
Bigger.
What did you just say?
Chiggers.
What? I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time it's a cool beat though.
Oh, rest in peace.
Hey, people loved him.
And then today there's this big story about how his bodyguard is retired. I'm like, what? Well, why is that a story?
Honestly, who would hire him now?
Well, I know. Is this because he failed?
I think so.
Hiring because I the guy he so. Guards got shot?
I mean, would you want him to be the bodyguard? He's no, got one job it was, and he didn't do it.
It was seriously like a big story. Like, oh my God, Nipsey Hussle. What, is there not enough Nipsey Hussle news today? So they, I don't know. I just thought the whole thing's weird. Is he much better known than I realized? Because I really wasn't that familiar with him.
I think he's really, it seems like he's really well known in Los Angeles because a lot of the celebrities out there like him.
Yeah, no, people were dedicating things to him. And then I was listening to his music and I just was trying to figure out.
Or like Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
From LA.
Yeah, the reason
LeBron.
Why he had a 2020 was because Nipsey Hussle died. He wasn't going to play that good unless Nipsey Hussle died.
But Snoop, LeBron, all those big celebrities that said some from have really, really tight ties to L.A. But, you know, look at the vigil here.
Yeah, I know. It just didn't seem like vigil music, but what is vigil music? I don't know.
Shiny and sparkly.
And the other two songs I listened to were similarly really crutchy. I mean, that's like, I think you do like one swim. Could we do a song without that word just once?
What
it's
word?
Not.
What word?
The N-word. Oh.
Yeah!
The NXIVM ladies are starting to plead. And it's funny because, you know, they had that Claire Bronfman, who's the heir to the Seagram's fortune. So she had billions of dollars and she was going to, defense is on the house. Yeah. And then when they went through the first $10 million, she's like, yeah, I think I'm just going to take care of you. You can take care of yourself from here on out.
It's crazy.
And also they found that Vanguard... Keith Raniere had sex with underage girls, and they knew about it. And he also had child porn. Oh, so I think they kind of decided that maybe this isn't going to work out too well. Maybe this wasn't such a great idea. So Lauren Saltzman, who is the main source for this podcast on NXIVM, which I thought was a pretty good podcast if you're interested in the topic, she talked to the host, and they use a lot from her, and it was interesting. Anyway... She pleaded, she's going to plead to enslaving a woman in a locked room for 2 years. And her mother already pleaded. The mother got the daughter into it.
What do you get for that?
Seems like it's sounds still like get a lot of years. They're going to get a few years. Like, they're going to testify against the other people. They also acknowledge that they threatened to deport this woman to Mexico if she didn't do certain labor. And that they... forced people to have sex with Keith Raniere.
Gross.
How do you... This woman was an actress in a show that did okay. I mean, she actually had a career. How do you go from point A to there?
It's a cult, bro.
And she was a member of DOS, which starved women, branded them, and
that's a cool brand, though.
Vanguard. Oh, yeah. It's you know, got Elson Mack's initials and Keith Raniere's initials.
I mean, if I was going to get a brand.
So, yeah, so that thing is, they're going to nail him real good. If that guy doesn't get life in prison, I don't know what you have to do. He probably won't.
He won't.
And he'll show back up on an infomercial somewhere.
He'll have a new cult. Just like that guy remember the guy doing the blowjob pushups?
Yes.
They busted him for sexually assaulting virtually
everyone. Hey, you guys remember that guy that was doing them blowjob pushups?
I remember.
Didn't you have a different name for those, though?
I forgot.
Blowjob pushups.
I think we briefly called them cock pushups, but Tenacious D had that, and it's a different type of pushup.
Oh. That guy had sexually assaulted virtually every male member in that cult. In paid therapy. He said, "What you need is anal sex from me, so let's do that." And they would, he would charge them for the session, eventually, not the first session, but, and eventually the guys start comparing notes, going, "You had to do that too? That sucks." and they confront
same therapy.
Them. They confront them.
Anal will cost you extra.
And he said, "Okay, I'm out. See you." You know, like, you got me. And then when they sort of flashed forward, maybe it was 6 months, he had a new cult in Hawaii.
All right.
He had flown to Hawaii and started a new cult.
Yeah. Can't keep him down.
Nope. And none of them would talk to these guys because these guys were trying to tell the people, you know, "Hey, don't do this." And it was like, "Get away from here. We're very happy.
I can give you a pamphlet for a cult."
It was an amazing cult. The people, I was surprised how well a lot of the people were doing after they got out, because they had really worked together. They were great friends. The only problem was this guy Bufu and all the dudes.
I still hated the fact, too, that he had them build something and they said, "Nah, not good enough. Oh, tear it down and rebuild it."
They would build major structures.
Oh,
and
he goes, "Dick.
Nope, got to redo it completely."
Oh. Didn't the place eventually kind of look really like it sort of fell apart?
It looked like
then.
Holy hell, yeah.
Oh, holy hell. That's right. That's
they were in, weren't they in Austin, Texas? Was that where they ended
yeah,
up?
I think so. Yeah, Austin, Massachusetts.
Really interesting. Terrible ending. But anyway, everybody have a great weekend. And the best of course, will be here, brought to you by Scott Kunith. And what else?
That's it.
Tigers won 5-4. That was a really pretty good ball game. It was tied 3-3. Yeah,
3-1 win runs now.
Four straight walks.
Yeah, the reliever came in the bottom of the seventh, walked the first three guys.
I said to Brandon, I said, "I don't ever want to hear you talk about soccer being boring when they just scored a run on four straight walks where the ball doesn't get put in play."
Baseball's way better than soccer.
Okay.
The fourth batter, by the way, came up after he walked Miggy to load the bases. He walked, they brought in another reliever, like, "Okay, you walked the bases full. Bye." Bring another reliever. He walked, was it Candelaria? Is he hitting cleanup today?
No. Goodrum was.
Goodrum.
They walked
Goodrum Badrum
on four pitches.
I know.
Kristen Stewart hit a sack fly, and then Gordon hit a home run for the Royals to make it 5-4.
That's my problem with baseball lately. It's just too many walks, too many strikeouts. The ball never gets put in play.
Yeah, I don't know why that trend has become so strong.
Moneyball.
It's been building over time.
Opening day, not today, but the opening day last week, that was the most home runs ever hit on an opening day of all time.
Thanks to the Dodgers.
Well, yeah, they had eight. They had a record-breaking number, but it's basically a fly ball revolution. People are hitting home runs or they're striking out.
Well, anyway, the Tigers are 5-3, and depending on what the Twins do, they're at worst one game out of first place. Who would have thunk it after eight games?
Yeah, I'll enjoy it.
I don't expect it to last, but you know,
not with that attitude.
So everybody have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on the best of. And there is new material on the best of, because we have to introduce it for 20 minutes or so.
Oh, that one's way back. I can't see the ball. It's either out of here or lost inside my wife's big, fat, cheating vagina.